Dharavaram means auspicious council. Tesham. And what is the effect of this council sound on the residents of Dwaraka? Vishadam shamayan iva. As if it is pacifying their dejection. Actually, they are dejected because of separation from Krishna, and this conchal pacified them. But actually, they were not dejected also, because they were not in separation from Krishna. They were in union with Krishna through their remembrance. A devotee is never separated from Krishna because he always remembers Krishna. And remembrance of Krishna is non-different from Krishna's personal presence. And devotee is always separated from Krishna, pure devotees, I'm saying. Because even in the presence of Krishna, he feels intense separation from Krishna. Right? So, the Lord descends to the earth with his eternal associates, and the citizens of Dwaraka are his eternal associates. Most of them. Some are demigod portions also. And just like a king comes to any place with his entourage, similarly the Supreme Lord Krishna, when he is descending from his abode to this material world, he comes along with his descendants, along with his associates. Eternally liberated souls cannot bear a moment of separation from Krishna. So that was the cause of dejection for all the citizens. And as soon as they heard the sound of Krishna's conchal, they were pacified. So they exhibited signs of spontaneous love for Godhead. Spontaneous love. Citizens became at once encouraged on hearing the sound, and they were so eager to be in his presence. So they were running towards Krishna with all the presentations and welcome words in a befitting manner to receive Krishna. So the effect of the conchal on the Dwarakavasis is described further in the second verse. Sa uccha kashe dhavalo daro daro.
Sa uccha kashe dhavalo daro daro.
Pirukramasya dharashona sonimam.
Pirukramasya dharashona sonimam.
Dadhvayamanah karakanja sampute.
Dadhvayamanah karakanja sampute.
Yathabja khande kalahamsa utsvanah.
Yathabja khande kalahamsa utsvanah.
The white and fat bowed council, being gripped by the hand of Lord Krishna and sounded by him, appeared to be rendered by the touch of his transcendental lips. It seems that a white swan was playing in the stem of red lotus flowers.
Dhavalo daro daro. Dhavala udara dara. So this council is fat bellowed and white. Dhavala udara means this belly. So, conchal has a belly. And what kind of belly it is? Dhavala udara. White bellowed. White bellied. Or fat bellowed. Fat bellowed. So, this conchal is so white like that. It is looking like a swan. Api urukramasya adharashana sonima. So, this white conchal, when it is touched by the reddish lips of Krishna, so conchal also was becoming slightly reddish. Right. So dadhyamana karakanja sampute yathabja khande kalahamsa utsvanaha. So kalahamsa means a swan that is sporting in a lake which is filled with lotus flowers. So this conchal was looking like a swan in the midst of this lotus stems of Krishna's fingers. And Krishna also has a bluish complexion. Water. That comparison is not given, but it seems like that. So when Krishna is holding this conchal in his hands and then blowing it, it was like looking like as if a swan is playing in the midst of lotus stems in a water reservoir. Right? And conchal also became little reddish. So paramahamsas are like ducking swans. They play in the water of spiritual bliss, decorated by the Lord's lotus feet. So by ardent love and devotional service, or in other words, spiritual contact with the Lord, everything becomes spiritually reddened like the conch shell in the grip of the Lord. So the conch shell became reddish. Similarly, when someone comes in contact with the Supreme Lord, although he is a materialistic person or he has so many material qualities, he can become spiritually enlivened by the touch of Krishna, by spiritual contact of Krishna, by performing devotional service to Krishna. Dhruva Maharaj, after his 6 months of intense tapasya and performing devotional service, he got the opportunity to see the Lord. Then the Lord, he wanted to offer prayers, and then he could not offer prayers because he is a small child. He does not have the necessary experience or Vedic knowledge or vocabulary, language to glorify the Lord. So the Lord touched his conscience to the head of Dhruva Maharaj. And Dhruva Maharaj became so enlightened that he started glorifying Krishna, right? Offering such fervent prayers. The prayers consist of all Vedic knowledge, right? So that is the touch of Krishna. So we may think that we are so weak, or we don't have so much capability, but we need to have the faith that when we are in touch with Krishna, spiritual contact with Krishna, Krishna will empower us to do many things and anything. In Damodar Leela, Krishna was trying to make this twin Arjuna trees collapse. And what was he using? He did not use a big axe or iron chains or anything like that. He was tied to a wooden grinding mortar with a simple silken rope. Krishna went between the trees and pulled the trees, and two trees came down. Trees were collapsed. So how was this possible? Because Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes, Krishna empowered this feeble, simple rope with the strength to collapse the Arjuna trees. So if you put between the tree this wooden mortar and pull it with that rope, either rope will break or wooden mortar will break. It's all the comparison between the strength of the mortar and rope only. Trees will not fall down under any circumstances. But rope did not break, mortar did not break, but trees fell down. How did it happen? Happened by Krishna, Krishna's potency. So we may think we are small and feeble, but if we depend on Krishna's strength, Krishna will make so many things through us. So Prabhupada is giving this kind of inputs through conch shell getting reddened in Krishna's touch. Paramahamsa, our spiritual, supremely intelligent person, plays the part of ducking swan in the water of spiritual bliss, eternally decorated by the lotus flower of the Lord's feet. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, Kaviraj Goswami writes a beautiful verse. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Kala Patho Jani Bharajita Sadbhakta Avali Hamsa Chakra Madhupa Shreni Viharaspadam Karananandikala Dhanirvahatume Jihva Maru Prangane Shri Chaitanya Dayani Dheta Valasad Leela Sudha Swardhuni. Krishna Utkirtana Gana Nartana Kala Patho Jani Bharajita. So all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, they perform loud chanting and chanting of Krishna's holy names and pastimes, and they dance also, they play so many instruments also. These are all like lotuses. Krishna Utkirtana Gana Nartana Kala, all these are like lotuses in a river. Beautiful lotuses. Patho Jani Bhrajita and Sad Bhaktavali Hamsa Chakra Madhupa Shreni Viharaspadam. And all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, Bhaktavali, groups of devotees of Lord Chaitanya are like swans and ducks and Chakravaka birds who sport in the pure waters of holy rivers. Some filthy rivers and water reservoirs are there. So those reservoirs will not attract swans. Right? So some like low quality birds, so they will go to that kind of filthy places. Right? But birds like Chakravaka and Hamsa, they will go to pure water reservoirs. Right? They are in mode of goodness. In birds also there are mode of goodness birds and mode of passion birds and ignorance birds. So owls are in ignorance like that. So all the devotees are compared to these beautiful swans and chakravaka birds who are sporting in the river filled with lotuses of, what are the lotuses? Kirtan, singing and dancing for Krishna. So patho jani bhrajita sadbhaktavali hamsa chakra madhupa shreni viharaspadam. Vihara aspadam, this river is like pleasure abode for the devotees. Vihara aspadam karnanandi kaladhanir vahatume jihvamaru prangani. The river there, in which these lotuses are there, in which these swans are there, that is producing pleasant sound. Karna anandi kaladhanir. The sound produced by that river is very pleasant, pleasing to the ears. Karnanandi kaladhanir vahatume jihvamaru prangane. Let that river flow from my jihva, which is like maruprangana. My desert was like tongue. My tongue was like desert. And let this desert like tongue start chanting the pastimes of Krishna, which is compared to this river. Leela. Chi Sri Chaitanya Dayanidhe Tavalasat Leela Sudha Svardhuni. This Svardhuni, this Leela Sudha, this nectarian river is the river of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. So in the river of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, devotees of Lord Chaitanya who are like swans and chakravaka birds play in the midst of lotuses which are like dancing and singing. Right? So let that river flow from my tongue. Kaviraj Goswami's prayer. So here this comparison is very much fitting there. When the swan is in the midst of these lotus stems, which are like fingers of Krishna in this comparison. So, we can relate to that verse. Tamupasrutya nidam ninatam jagad bhavabhayavaham pratyudyayuhu prajaha sarvam bhartru darshanal alasaham tam upasrutya ninatam. All these Dwarakavasis have heard this sound of conch shell made by Krishna. Jagat bhaya bhayavaham. What is the effect of that conch shell? That conch shell sound can completely vanquish all the fears of entire universe. Jagat bhaya bhayavaham. Pratyudyaihu prajaha sarva. In response to this conch shell sound, all the praja, all the citizens of Dwaraka ran to see Krishna. Bhartru darshana lalasaha. Lalasa means a hankering, greed, desire, intense desire. For what? Bhartru darshana. To have darshan of Krishna, who is like their master, proprietor, maintainer. So they all came. So the sound vibration made by Krishna or made about Krishna can vanquish all fear. That's why jagat bhaya bhayavaham ichchatam akuto bhayam yoginam rupanirnitam harer namanu kirtanam. So one has to chant the holy names of the Lord and sing, hear and remember Krishna if at all one desires fearlessness. Ichchatam akuto bhayam. Ichcha, if you have the ichcha to be fearless, take shelter of Krishna katha. Haricharyana varnanam. That can vanquish all fear of this world. So, here Prabhupada is writing, the citizens being liberated souls ran for the association of Krishna, although they were never separated because of the spiritual contact. Just like gopis of Vrindavan, they are constantly remembering Krishna in Vrindavan. So, they are never separated from Krishna because they are always in remembrance of Krishna, but still physically there is some separation. Right? So, all the gopis were remembering Krishna when Krishna is in forests. Yadohane vahanane mathanopalepa prenkankhanarbharuditokshanam arjanadau gayanti chaina manuratta dhiyo shrukanthyo dhanyavrajastriya urukramachitta yanaha. Yeah, dohane means while milking, while milking the cows. Vahanane, while threshing the grains. Mathana, while churning buttermilk. Upalepa, while applying some kodang lep on their walls and putting some rangoli there. Yeah, dohane vahanane mathanopalepa prenkankhana arbharuditokshana marjanadav. Prenkankhana means they are swinging on the swings. Arbharuditokshana means when the small babies were crying, they will take care of the babies also. Marjanadav, they will clean the floors of Raja. While doing all these things, what they are doing, all the gopis. Gayanti chaina manuratta dhyoshru kanthyo. They are glorifying the activities of Krishna, anuratta dhiya, with minds completely absorbed, steeped in love for Krishna. Anuratta dhyoshru kanthyo, their voices are faltering as they are doing all these things. Household duties are going on and Krishna katha is also going on. Absorption in Krishna is going on. Dhanya vrajastriya urukrama chittayanaha. Dhanya means most fortunate. There is no one as fortunate as the gopis. Vrajastriya. Why? Urukrama chittayanaha. Their chitta, their mind consciousness is constantly hovering around Lord Urukrama Krishna. So devotees are absorbed like that. But at the same time, they also feel separation from Krishna when Krishna is away. Because remembrance definitely is exciting, nourishing. But they feel that remembrance is not satisfying. I need more. I need his personal association. And even in personal association also, they miss Krishna. So there is nothing that could satisfy these gopis. Just like any amount of wealth or facilities or enjoyment that is given to conditioned souls is not satisfying to them. Similarly, whatever amount of Krishna you may give to a liberated soul, that doesn't satisfy them. Krishna will come, do all pastimes with them, Krishna embraces them, Krishna dances with them, and Krishna may spend time with them, talk with them, sing with them, they do. He has so many things. And Krishna sits in their minds with constant remembrance, still they are not satisfied. Just like the material desires of a conditioned soul are never satisfied. So in a figurative way or whatever, some people say this analogy. You take the sky, you take a paper as big as the sky. You take ink as much as ink which is there in all oceans and start writing your desires. Still, you cannot... some comparison is there, right? I don't know who made this comparison, but conditioned souls' material desires are like that. Unlimited material desires. So much of appetite for sense gratification. Similarly, so much of appetite for Krishna's association is there in all these devotees. All the Dwarkavasis are accustomed to see Krishna, but still, when Krishna is out, they become overwhelmed. They were in a state of melancholy because of the absence of the sun. Krishna's presence is like sunrise. So transcendental sound made by Krishna is non-different from Krishna. It dispels the fear from this material existence. So out of eating, sleeping, mating and defending, mating and fearing. Ahara, Nidra, Bhayam, Maithunam. Out of these four, Bhaya is a very prominent emotion. You don't feel like eating all the time. Ahar. You don't feel like sleeping all the time. Nidra. You don't feel like having sex all the time. Maithuna. But it is all the time there is fear. Right? Compared to other three emotions, fear is more. Most prominent in the conditioned souls. But that bhaya can be vanquished completely by taking shelter of Krishna. Bhayam dvitiya abhinivesatasya disha tapatye apetasya viparyayo smritihi. So, what is this bhayam? This is basically to imagine something to be different from Krishna. That causes fear. But a devotee doesn't feel fearful because for him everything is Krishna. Means he sees Krishna's hand and Krishna's plan in every circumstance of life. So, no situation can cause fear in him. Right? For example, a devotee is leaving his body, dying. When he is leaving his body, he knows, I have been serving here in this world, in this situation, in this body. So I will continue my service to Krishna in a different body, in a different situation, at a different place. None. There is no need to fear. No fear of death. But conditioned soul becomes overwhelmed. No, 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 please increase my tenure. I want to see my granddaughter's marriage. Or I want so and so project to happen. My building is only 4 stairs. I want to see the 5th stair also happen, so that my 5th son can sit there. So that with that satisfaction I want to leave this body. So like that, material desires are there. So then that causes fear because of those material desires. So all fear is vanished as soon as there is sound of the Lord represented by holy name of Krishna. Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Harihi Shrotavyah Kirtitavyascha Smartavyascha Ichchata Abhayam. If you want Abhayam, fearlessness, remember Krishna. Glorify Krishna. Hear about Krishna. Fourth verse.
Tatropanita Balayo Raver Deepamivadrataham Atmaramam Purnakamam Nijalabhena Nityada Prityutfulla Mukhaha Prochur Harsha Gadgadaya Giram Pitaram Sarva Suhridam Avitaram Ivar Bhakaha Tatra Upanita Balayo Ravir Deepam Ivakritaha.
All these Dwarakavasis came there and they were presenting so many gifts. Balayaha means presentations. To whom? To Krishna. And Sukadeva Goswami gives a comparison here that it's like Ravir Deepam Ivakritaha. It's like showing some lamp in front of sun. What does a lamp do? It produces some light and heat. And this sun god, sun is the source of all light and heat. What he will do with your lamp? On a practical level, lamp is of no use. No practical use for the sun. I am the source of all heat and light and you are showing me little heat and light like this. But you cannot see that from that perspective. Not using your logic or left brain analysis or... That's not the way of approaching it. It's like an expression of love of the worshipper. The worshipper wants to offer some lamp or flowers or whatever to the worshipable object, the deity. It is. That's how sun god is worshipped. Same thing with Krishna also. However, when you are worshipping a demigod, there is an expectation of some material benefit in return. For example, Satrajit also offered lamp. Satrajit also offered worship to sun god. So he wanted Samantagmani in return. Right? There is a material expectation. But when it comes to Krishna, devotees may come and offer flowers, lamps, dhupa, dhipa, naivedya, all these things. But there is nothing expectation in return. If there is an expectation in return, then it's mixed bhakti, not pure bhakti. Right? Selflessly they just offer service. So on practical level, everything is coming from Krishna only. So, he doesn't need it. He already has it. And he is the source of it. Whatever you are offering him, has come from him only. You take something from him and then offer it back to him. That's because we are totally dependent on him. We can't offer anything beyond himself. Right? A worshipper goes to Ganga and he takes some water from Ganga and then offers it back to Ganga. These are all I have. Okay. These are my oblations. Absolutely. But Ganga doesn't take offense or anything like that. Okay. What other water you will get? You will get Bisleri water and put in me? That's contamination. Right? So you will take Ganga water only and offer it back. That is purest available. What else you will bring? So everything is coming from Krishna. So you cannot evaluate in practical basis. Same thing when a small child offers a gift to father. For father's birthday, then the child will run into the garden and pluck a flower or some leaves and other things and make a bouquet and then offer it to father. Father, take it, this birthday gift, happy birthday. Garden, sir. It's my garden. You find something from your side. What will child do? He has nothing. He is totally dependent on the father. Similarly, every living entity is dependent on Krishna. So, whatever we are offering Krishna is coming from Krishna only. Yat karoshi yat ashnashi yat juhoshi dadashi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurusha madarpanam. Your intelligence to perform activities, your ingredients to perform your activities, and everything that you are doing is all coming from me only. But still, you, what do you own? What do you have? What is your exclusive eternal possession? Your free will, your minute independence, your ability to desire, your Ichha Shakti, that belongs to you only. That also is coming from Krishna, but Krishna will never interfere with that. How we want to use it, our free will, it's totally up to us. So when we utilize that free will and voluntarily make an offering to Krishna, Krishna accepts that mood. Yome bhaktya prayachati patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. He wants that bhakti. Patram pushpam phalam toyam are secondary. Bhakti is primary. So Krishna wants that mood. He is self-sufficient. So he doesn't need all this. Atmaranam puranakamam. Third line says, Krishna is Atmaram, self-satisfied. He doesn't need anything beyond himself for his satisfaction. Puranakamam, whatever he desires has already been fulfilled. Nikala bhayana nityata. So he is always fulfilled. So when a devotee offers something to the Lord, it is for the devotee's own benefit, not for Krishna's benefit. Krishna, I have offered so many flowers to you today. See, mera kripa hai, aapke upar. Not necessarily. Not at all. His kripa, that he is accepting your flower. So, we can't make any benefit for Krishna. Lord is like a desire tree. But he does not supply something which could be a barrier to the devotee's devotional service. Okay. So when the worship is not selfishly motivated, Krishna is happy to accept that worship. Preeti utfulla mukha prochur harsha gadgadaya gira. All these people started speaking out. Harsha gadgadaya gira, with voice faltering. All the citizens, they offered presentations to Krishna and just began speaking also. Pitaram sarva hridayam avitaram ivarbhakaha. Just like children may speak in front of father. Our children may sometimes welcome the guardian or father. Okay. So now we will see what the citizens are speaking. You may consider them prayers. They are not mentioned like prayers, but the next five verses are the heartfelt words spoken by the Dwarakavasis. Brilliant explanation. Even common people could see Krishna in those days and offer prayers. But in the modern world, leaders cannot be approached so easily. But Krishna came to Dwarka citizens. Everybody is there. They can come and offer presentations and then start speaking. Like that. Natasmate natha sadang ripantajam.
Natasmate natha sadang ripantajam.
Virincha vairincha surendra vanditam.
Virincha vairincha surendra vanditam.
Parayanam kshema vihechatam param.
Parayanam kshema vihechatam param.
Nayatra kalah prabhavetparah prabho.
Nayatra kalah prabhavetparah.
Natasmate natha sadanghri pankajam.
Natasmate natha sadanghri pankajam.
Virincha vairincha surendra vanditam.
Virincha vairincha surendra vanditam.
Parayanam kshema mihechatam param.
Parayanam kshema mihechatam param.
Nayatra kalah prabhavetparah prabho.
Nayatra kalah prabhavetparah prabho.
The citizens said, "O Lord, you are worshipped by all demigods like Brahma, the four sons, and even Samas, and even the king of heaven. You are the ultimate rest for those who are really aspiring to achieve the highest benefit of life. You are the supreme transcendental Lord, and inevitable time cannot exert its influence upon you."
Natasmate natha sadanghri pankajam.
All the Dwarkavasis are saying that we offer obeisances unto your lotus feet. Sada Angri Pankajam, we always offer obeisances to your lotus feet. Virincha means Brahma. Vairincha means sons of Brahma. Surendra means king of demigods, Indra. Vanditam. All these great, great personalities will also come and do their vandan, offer their obeisances and respects to your lotus feet. Parayanam kshemam ihechhatam param. If at all one has ichha, desire for kshemam, for their own welfare. Parayanam kshemam ihechhatam param. If you are rooted in the desire to have some kshema, welfare and benefit and happiness and pleasure in this life, you should come and offer obeisances to Krishna. That's the only source of your pleasure and kshemam, welfare. Right? No one can cause any welfare to you or become a beneficiary for you. Parayanam kshemam ihechhatam param na yatra kalaha prabhavet parah prabhu. How are they so confident? So anyone who might promise to give you shelter is also under the influence of time in this material world. Someone who is being swallowed by the time, kala karma guna adhina, dehoyam pancha bhautikaha. So kala karma guna adhina. Every living entity, conditioned soul is under the subjugation of kala, karma and guna. The three modes and time factor and karma, their own fruity baggage. So someone who is, they are like sarpa. This kala karma guna are like serpent that is swallowing, python that is swallowing the conditioned soul. He is being swallowed. What help he can give you? He is like, my help. It doesn't happen. Someone who is beyond this kala, karma and guna, only that person can help you. Who is that? Krishna. Na yatra kalaha prabhavet parah prabhu. Krishna is never influenced by the time factor. So, only he can protect us. Only he has the ability to protect us. Only he has the mood and intention to protect us. Some people may have the intention to protect you, but they don't have the ability to protect you. Some people may have the capability to protect you, but they don't intend to protect you. Krishna has both. He has capacity also. He has compassion also. He's a combination of efficiency and also empathy. So such a person can protect you. That's why they are taking shelter. Demigods are also coming and taking his shelter. So that is the first prayer. So virincha vairincha surendra vanditam. Just like all these demigods are offering obeisances to Krishna, worshipping Krishna, their consorts worship Krishna's consort, goddess of fortune. Tavasu prabhatava ravindalochane bhavatu prasanna mukhachandra mandale vidhishankarendra vanita abhirarchite vrishashailanathadvaite dayanidhe. In this suprabhatam, Venkateswara suprabhatam, you find this. Tava suprabhatam aravinda lochane. This is a glorification of goddess of fortune. You are aravinda lochana, you are lotus eyed mother. Suprabhatam. I don't want to translate it to English to spoil it. Tava suprabhatam. Good morning to you. So may there be auspicious dawn unto you, something like that. That's better. Don't say good. They are not saying good morning, Lakshmi. Tava suprabhatam aravinda lochane. Bhavatu prasanna mukhachandra mandale. Your mukha, your face is so pleasant and peaceful like chandramandal. Moon is so pleasant, right? Moon doesn't shine like sun and cause heat and light on you and then just make you sweat. Moon has cooling rays. So your face is also like that, so cooling like a moon. Bhavatu prasanna mukhachandra mandale. Next is vidhi shankara indra vanita abhirarchite. Vidhi is Brahma, Shankara is Shiva, Indra is Indra. Their vanitas. Vanitas means their consorts. Like Parvati, Saraswati and Sachi Devi, Archite. They do Archin to Goddess of Fortune. Even Srimati Radharani is also glorified like that.
Mahiyamatma Pada Padma Dasya Dastu Radhika, in that one verse comes. Shailajadi Durlabham. Darshanepi Yoshitadi Shailajadi Durlabham. So to get your darshan or to get an opportunity to worship you is very difficult to even Shailaja. Shailaja means daughter of a mountain. That is Parvati. Daughter of Himalayas, right? So like that. So Lord is worshipped by demigods, great demigods, and the demigods' consorts will worship Lord's consort. So like that, Lord's position is totally different, transcendental. So a living entity is predominated Brahman, and the Lord is predominating absolute Brahman. So if we forget this, we are in illusion, and we will be put into threefold miseries. As one is put into dense darkness. The clear consciousness of the cognizant living being is God consciousness, in which one bows down unto him in all circumstances. So basically the sixth verse describes the importance of bowing down in front of Krishna. Importance of offering obeisances in front of Krishna. Importance of humbling oneself, knowing oneself as a servant of Krishna, and Krishna is the supreme master of every living being. So that sambandha we need to understand. So Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, source of the entire cosmic manifestation, father, maintainer and protector of every single living being. So his position is clear, we need to understand that. And what is my position? I am a conditioned soul. Or even if I am a liberated soul, I am a soul who is a part and parcel of Krishna and dependent on Krishna for my maintenance and protection. My position is to be his servant and offer obeisances at his lotus feet if at all I desire my kshema. If I don't desire my kshema, that's a different thing. You be cast into material existence, become a football in the hands of three modes of material nature, like that. In the legs, not hands. Kicked by the legs of threefold material. Okay, he had a question.
The influence of time is not acting on Krishna.
Mm.
So which are other personalities, like Lord Shiva also is free from influence of time?
Krishna and his pure devotees. One verse comes in the same chapter. Go to 37th verse of this chapter only. 37, 38 verse. Yatadishanamishasya prakrutisthopi tadgunaihi nayujyate sadatmasthair yatha buddhistad ashrayah. Yatadishanamishasya. This is the divinity of the Supreme Lord. What is that? Prakrutisthopi tadgunaihi nayujyate. Although he is in contact with the material nature, he is orchestrating material creation, maintenance and destruction, which are done under the influence of time factor. Right? So, although he is orchestrating all these activities, still, na yujyate. Na yujyate. Prakriti sthopi na yujyate. He is not affected by it. He is not influenced by all these material activities, affairs of time factor. Sadatmasthir yatha buddhihi tadashrayaha. Same is the case with devotees who have taken shelter of the Lord. Ayur harati vaipumsam udyannastam jayannasav tasyarte yat kshanoneta uttama shloka vartaya. Rising and setting of the sun will reduce one day in the life of a conditioned soul. But not in the case of pure devotees who have dedicated their lives to Krishna and hearing about Krishna. Right? So devotees in general are beyond the influence of time. He also says, Yamaraj says, Te deva siddha parigita pavitra gatha ye sadhava samadrusho bhagavat prapannaha tan no pasidata harer gadaya bhiguptan naisham vayam nachavayaha prabhavama dandi. All the great devotees of the Lord, their glories are sung by deva siddha parigita pavitra gatha. Their pious narrations are sung by great devotees, sadhus, demigods also. Yes, sadhavaha, samadrisho bhagavat prapannaha. They are great sadhus, samadrisha. They are endowed with this quality of equanimity. Bhagavat prapanna, they are totally surrendered unto Krishna.
Tanopasidata. Never try to approach these devotees. Who is telling this? Yamaraj is telling the Yamadutas. Why? Harir Gadaya Bhiguptan. Hari's Gada is constantly circling them to protect them. Naisham Vayam Nachavayaha Prabhavamadande. I have no influence over them. Brahma has no influence on them. Time factor has no influence on them. So, devotees are not influenced. Pure devotees. May not be you and me, but maybe you, not me. So, like that. So, very exalted devotees are not affected. 7. Bhavayanastvam bhava vishva bhavana.
Bhavayanastvam bhava vishva bhavana.
Tvameva matata suhrutpatih pita. Tvam sadgururnah paramam cha daivatam. Yasyanu vrittya krutinova bhuvima.
O creator of the universe.
So he says, they all say, bhavaya nastvam bhava vishva bhavana. So they are saying, bhava, bhavaya means for our welfare. So bhava can also mean Shiva. Bhava can mean welfare. Bhava can mean material existence. You need to understand the context. Accordingly, there is meaning. So, bhavaya nastvam means for our welfare. Naha means we. Tvam, you. For our welfare, you have come here. Bhavaya nastvam, bhava vishva bhavana. Bhava means you. So, tvam, bhava means you have come here. And you, who are you? Vishva bhavana. You are the creator of this universe. So, the bhava in three, the first line, three times bhava comes, it has three different meanings. Bhavayanastvam, bhava vishva bhavana, tvameva, only you are matata, you are our mother. Tvameva matata suhrut, suhrut means friend, pati, husband, pita, father, then tvam sadguru ruhu. Sadguru means you are the spiritual master, bona fide guru. Paramamcha daivatam. You are the supreme worshipable deity. Yasya anuvrittya kritino babhuvima. If we follow in your footsteps, if we follow your instructions in the form of Vedic injunctions, kritino babhuvima, we will attain all success. Our success is in following the instructions of Krishna. He's our mother, he's our father, he's our friend, he's our well-wisher, he's our guru, he's our everything. He is there for us, right? So, we may seek so much of support, or we may keep so much of faith in so many relationships in this world. So and so person will protect me. Someone will come and deliver me. So, all these things are there. Wow, wonderful. But ultimately, who is our Suhrut? Suhrut means a well-wisher. So, who is the ultimate well-wisher? It is Krishna. Even if someone is acting as a well-wisher to you in this world, which will happen definitely, on a material plane or on a spiritual plane, people will act as your well-wishers, no doubt about it. But they are representatives of Krishna. Krishna is taking care of you through those people. That doesn't mean we become impersonal with them and then focus on Krishna only. That's fine. So, Krishna is only giving, but we need to acknowledge the medium through which Krishna is reciprocating with us also. Another devotee may come and help us. Definitely you become personal with the devotee, thank the devotee, express gratitude towards the devotee because he is representative of Krishna. At the same time, we should also understand that it is Krishna, ultimately Krishna who is causing this benefit to me, welfare to me through this devotee. If we disconnect Krishna from our relationships, that is materialism. Right? And if we focus only on Krishna and disconnect all Krishna's devotees and other people who are playing so much vital role in our life, in our upliftment, so that's as good as impersonalism. Right? Definitely you cannot call it impersonalism, but it's like you have to be personal with other devotees also. And ultimately it's me and Krishna. Yes, bogus. Yeah, this fellow sir. Yeah. He did so much. Krishna did. This fellow is just in the middle. Krishna did everything. philosophically you should have that understanding, but you should also have the sensitivity and gratitude to acknowledge and thank a representative of Krishna. Both should be there.
Could be impersonal because of
sometimes devotees. We need to understand the contribution of other devotees in our life. We cannot take this impersonalism word literally. I'm not saying anything just said like that. But only thing is, sometimes people, they want to focus only on their connection with Krishna and they ignore or neglect. They neglect other devotees and they can't acknowledge the contributions given by other devotees to, valuable contributions given by other devotees in their own spiritual life. So that kind of thing. Someone is undergoing certain thing, okay, let me go and help him. That kind of personal touch or warmth in Vaishnava relationships sometimes may not manifest. People may become a little indifferent. So we need to have a balance of both. We need to be personal and friendly with devotees. At the same time, we need to also focus on connection with Krishna and not become too sentimental and overwhelmed when we miss that connection with that devotee. We need to balance. Okay. So, Krishna is the only worshipable deity. He is all-powerful and can bestow all material and spiritual blessings if satisfied by our obedience. The good living beings are advised by the Lord to follow His good advice, and by doing so, they become successful in all spheres of life. Prabhupada writes that these devotees are desiring for continuous mercy and blessings of the Lord. And human life is a chance to re-establish one's forgotten eternal relationship with God. And that can be revived by the grace of the Lord if we follow His injunctions. So, yasya anuvrittya krutino bhuvima. By following your injunctions, we get all success. What is the success for a human life, human being? To reawaken his dormant loving propensity. He loves Krishna. He has deep service attitude towards Krishna. But he has forgotten it. He forgot his lover. He forgot his love. Just reawaken it. So how does it happen? By following the instructions of the Lord. What are the instructions of the Lord? Open Bhagavatam. You find all Lord's instructions only. Open Bhagavad Gita. They are all Lord's instructions only. Follow Guru. Follow Guru's representatives. They are all Krishna's instructions only coming through them. So one should focus on that. So first they said, if we want our welfare, we have to worship your lotus feet. Second, they are saying, if you want success, then you have to follow your injunctions. So it's not just Dandavata Marga Hoya Kam. That is sixth verse. Sixth verse is only speaking about Dandavat, offering obeisances. Second verse, seventh verse is speaking also about following the instructions. Morning he said never, Rajahams Prabhu. In Bhagavatam class he was saying, if someone says, bring me a glass of water, he hears it. But if he doesn't bring glass of water, he did not hear only. Right? So hearing literally is one thing, but following is also important. So first is offering obeisances here, expressing submissiveness. Second is yasya anuvrittya, we follow in your footsteps, following your injunctions. So first could be like understanding the connection. Second is following, implementing, abhideya, process. Right. Eighth verse. Aho sanatha bhavata smayadvayam. Traivishtapanam api dura darshanam. Premasmita snigdha nirikshananam. Prashyema rupam tava sarva saubhagam. Aho sanatha bhavata smayadvayam.
త్రైవిష్టపానం అపి దూరదర్శనం ప్రేమస్మిత స్నిగ్ధ నిరీక్షణాననం పశ్యమ రూపం తవ సర్వ సౌభగం అహో సనాథ. అహో మీన్స్ అవాస్, దే ఆర్ జస్ట్ ఎక్సైటెడ్ అబౌట్ దేర్ గుడ్ లక్. అహో అరే వా, వి సే లైక్ దట్ రైట్. సో దట్ ఏ మోర్ సోఫిస్టికేటెడ్ అండ్ డీసెంట్ వెర్షన్ ఆఫ్ అరే వా ఈజ్ అహో సంస్క్రిట్. So that comes as wow. All that in our English or colloquial language. Aho, sanatha, sanatha. Anatha means one who has no maintainer, no protector, no husband, no father. Such a person is called anatha. But sanatha, sanatha means a person who is maintained by an able master. He is called sanatha. Aho, sanatha, bhavatasma yadvayam. Right? So you have become ours. You have come again today to bestow your mercy upon us. Right? Aho sanatha bhavatasma yadvayam. Yadvayam, as we are. Traivishtapanam api duradarshanam. We are so fortunate to come back under your protection, O my dear master. And traivishtapanam means great demigods. Right, who hold different posts in the maintenance of three planetary systems. They are Traivishtapanam, very highly elevated demigods. Api, even they also, Duradarshanam, they get Durdarshan. Right, you are somewhere in Milk Ocean, they stand on the shore of Milk Ocean, and only one of them, Brahmaji, gets a wireless message, and he will transmit to them. Like that, demigods do not have very free access. They will be like, why could you go? Then just start interaction with Lord Vishnu. That doesn't happen with demigods so easily. So, Traivishtapanam api duradarshanam. Even great demigods also take your darshan from a distance. It's very rare. That rarely attainable darshan is easily attainable for us. Right? Aho sanatha bhavatasma yadvayam traivishtapanam api duradarshanam. Prema-smita-snigdha-nirikshananam. And later they just get into a description of what they are seeing. What darshan am I seeing now? What is the darshan? For them it is dura darshan. For us it has become very close darshan. Right? You go to Balaji. General queue is there. They will just pull you out in the turning only. Just I think three more doors are there. You are not allowed to enter those three doors. So you can take darshan from there and then go from here. Then some other special darshans are there. Morning 2:30, Suprabhata Seva, like there are some special darshans. They allow you to go inside also. You go almost to the second door. Next, some other darshans, first door. Then right in front of the door. Not in front of, inside the Garbhagriha, but in front of the door you can see. Like that. The one is Dwar Darshan, one is Divya Darshan. You come closer. So, now they got that close-up darshan, all these Dwarakavasis. This is not Durdarshan, like demigod's darshan. It's close-up darshan. So, they're relishing. What is that? Prema smita snigdha nirikshanananam. Your anana, beautiful face, is showering such affectionate glances and smiles, filled with love, prema. Smita means smile. Snigdha nirikshananam, it's filled with affection and grace. Pashyena rupam tava sarva saubhagam, and we are able to see your entire beautiful form, not just face, only close-up darshan, full form they are able to see. Yogis meditate on the form of the Lord and they are able to see only lotus feet, a trace, a glance. Right? So, but now we are able to see your full form, top to bottom. Sarva saubhagam, it is all auspicious form we are able to see. So they are so overwhelmed because of receiving this fortune. They are calling sanatha. So to be able to see that beautiful form of the Lord, like the ultimate hankering or the goal of life of all the devotees. Bhavanta mevanu charan nirantara prashanta nishyesha manorathantara.
తదాహం ఐకాంతిక నిత్యకింకర ప్రహర్షయిష్యామి సనాథ జీవితం. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ద దాస్యరస వర్స్ వేర్ ఎ డివోటీ డిజైర్స్ టు సర్వ్ కృష్ణ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ ఫ్రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ మెటీరియల్ డిజైర్స్. భవంతం ఏవ అనుచరం నిరంతర బై బికమింగ్ యువర్ కంపానియన్ యువర్ సర్వెంట్ అనుచరం నిరంతర కాన్స్టెంట్లీ ప్రశాంత నిశేష మనోరథాంతర. ప్రశాంత మీన్స్ బికమింగ్ వెరీ పీస్ఫుల్, నో అజిటేషన్స్ ఇన్ మైండ్. నిశేష మనోరథాంతర, మనోరథ మీన్స్ మెంటల్ కంకాక్షన్స్ ఆర్ మెటీరియల్ డిజైర్స్. నిశేష, నిశేష మీన్స్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో శేష, నో బ్యాలెన్స్. నో బ్యాలెన్స్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ డిజైర్స్ మీన్స్ బ్యాలెన్స్ నిల్, ఖాళీ హో గయా. ద బ్యాంక్ అకౌంట్ ఇస్ ఎంప్టీ నౌ, దేర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ దేర్. ద బ్యాంక్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ డిజైర్స్ హెస్ బికమ్ ఎంప్టీ, యూఆర్ బ్యాంక్రప్ట్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ డిజైర్స్. దట్ ఈస్ నిశేష మనోరథాంతర. తదాహం ఐకాంతిక నిత్యకింకర, వెన్ విల్ ఐ బి ఏబుల్ టు సర్వ్ యూ? అండ్ బై సర్వింగ్ కృష్ణ అవర్ మెటీరియల్ డిజైర్స్ అండ్ హ్యాంకరింగ్స్ ఆర్ రిమూవ్డ్ అండ్ వీ బికమ్ పీస్ఫుల్. అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ దట్ వాట్ యూ విల్ డూ? అగైన్ యూ ఫీల్ లైక్ సర్వింగ్ కృష్ణ ఓన్లీ, రైట్? కదాహం ఐకాంతిక నిత్యకింకర, యాజ్ ఎ సాధక యూ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ సర్వ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ బికమ్ డివైడ్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ డిజైర్స్ అండ్ బికమ్ పీస్ఫుల్ అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ దట్ ఆస్పైర్ టు ఎటర్నల్లీ సర్వ్ కృష్ణ. కదాహం ఐకాంతిక నిత్యకింకర ప్రహర్షయిష్యామి సనాథ జీవితం. సో వెన్ విల్ ఐ గెట్ దట్ జీవితం, దట్ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ హ్యావింగ్ ఎ పర్ఫెక్ట్ మాస్టర్ ఎటర్నల్లీ అండ్ ఎన్ ఆపర్చునిటీ టు సర్వ్ హిమ్ ఎటర్నల్లీ. సో యువర్ సర్వీస్ యాజ్ ఎ సాధక విల్ ఎనేబుల్ యూ టు రెండర్ సేమ్ సర్వీస్ యాజ్ ఎ పర్ఫెక్టెడ్ బీయింగ్. ఓన్లీ బై ప్యూర్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ కర్మ అండ్ జ్ఞానం ఐ కెన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ లార్డ్స్ పర్సనల్ ఫ్రమ్ ఫేస్ టు ఫేస్. నౌ దీస్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ దీస్ ద్వారకావాసీస్ ఆర్ సీయింగ్ కృష్ణ ఫేస్ టు ఫేస్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ద క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్ ఆఫ్ ఎటర్నల్ అసోసియేట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఆర్ వెరీ అడ్వాన్స్డ్ డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. దేర్ ఇస్ నో కర్మ అండ్ జ్ఞాన దేర్. సో ఇన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్ యూ డోంట్ ఫైండ్ పరమాత్మ వర్షిపర్స్ డూయింగ్ అష్టాంగ యోగ. యూ డోంట్ ఫైండ్ కర్మీస్ aspiring to go to Sargaloka from Goloka. That doesn't happen. So there is no karma, there is no jnana, there is no Ashtanga yoga in the spiritual world. There is only Bhakti yoga going on there. Even demigods along with Brahmaji wait on the shore of the milk ocean with no personal audience with the Lord. We have seen this already. Next.
We cannot take this in the air. So, we have seen some martians.
Sometimes they get. It's not
that. It was not about it. Being a dham that in the Krishna's first time, it's like the Lord Ram's first time, that some people were seeing the Lord, but they were not credible about the Lord.
They are like these people. Rajan Prabhu told me this one. They heard, but they have not heard. They heard, I want glass of water, they are not bringing glass of water. So demons also may get darshan, but...
What is their qualification?
Their only qualification is Krishna's mercy. Krishna will kill them and liberate them. Their qualification is to have demoniac qualities. So, 7th canto, 1st chapter analyzes this. Sometimes demons also may get darshan of the Lord. But by seeing the Lord, if they are only blaspheming the Lord intermittently, they will go to hell. But if they are blaspheming the Lord constantly, and their criticism and their blasphemy takes them into a deep absorption in Krishna with that negative feeling, they will be liberated. Exciting. Shishupal became so absorbed in Krishna by giving him galis. So Krishna gave him deliverance. Kamsa became so absorbed in Krishna out of fear that Krishna will come and kill me. That absorption in Krishna with that negative emotion also liberated them. So when you are absorbed in Krishna, whether with positive feeling or negative feeling, you will be benefited, you will be liberated. But both are not on the same level. The liberation that Potana got and the liberation or the what to say, the residents in Golok or that other cows of Vrindavan, they got, they are not on the same level. But at the same time, you get a positive spiritual upliftment by coming in contact with Krishna, either positively or negatively. Right. But if there is only blasphemy intermittently, and the blasphemy of Krishna doesn't lead you to absorption in Krishna, then one has to visit hell. Yamaraj is there to take care of them. Make sense? Katham vayam natha chiro asite. No. Yarhyam vajaksha pasasara bhavan. Kurun mathun vatha suhurdi drikshayam. Tatraddha koti pratimakshano bhavet. Ravindvinakshno rivanastha vachyuta. Yarhyam bhujaksha pasasara bho bhavan. Kurun madhun vatha suhruddi drikshayam. Tatraddha koti pratimakshano bhavet. Ravim vinakshno rivanastha vachyuta. Yarhi ambujaksha. Yarhi means whenever. O ambujaksha, O lotus-eyed Lord. Pasasara vo bhavan. Apasasara means out of station. You are going out. Whenever you go out of station, out of Dwaraka, vo bhavan, to do what? Kurun, to visit the Kurus in Hastinapur. Madhun, to visit Vrajavasis in Vrindavan, because in Mathura there is no one at that time. Or Mathura was shifted to Dwaraka, Mathura is vacant. Mathura means Mathura Mandal, in which Vrindavan is there. Means sometimes Krishna goes to Vrindavan also to visit his Vrajavasis. This is a proof. Kurun, Madhun, Vata, Suhruddhi, Drikshaya, and to see other relatives and other your friends and family members, you keep going out of the station, out of Dwaraka sometimes, or many times. You know what will happen to us at that time? Can you understand our feelings of separation? They say in the next line. Tatraddha koti pratimakshano bhavet. One kshana in your absence, when you are out of station, looks like abdha koti. 1 crore years for us. It looks like 10 million years. One moment, look, to pass one moment, we feel like undergoing 10 million years. That's our state in our, in your absence. And they give an example. Ravim vina akshnor iva nastavachyuta. Ravi means sun. Vina, if sun is not there, akshnor iva. Your eyes are of no use. You may not have spets with eyesight. Without spets, people cannot see sometimes. Right? You may not have that. Your eyes are full sight. Right? So, you have, your eyes are totally functional. Still, if sun is not there, you can't see anything. It's night time. Sun is not there. Moon is not there. Light guy. Lights are also not there. Rooms, everything is closed. And you want to search for your water bottle. You have perfect eyes. But you can't find where it is. Right? You're totally lost. Right? Sometimes you have to touch. If you don't touch, you will be able to see something. You will be able to notice where is what. So, if sun is not there, eyes are useless. So, that's why Prabhupada often says that our senses are imperfect. Our senses are dependent on the mercy of some demigods. So, sun is the demigod of eye. Sun and moon. If sun's mercy is not there, we won't be able to see anything. So, we become like that. We become like sun, eyes without sun in your absence, my dear Krishna. If Krishna is not there, Krishna goes out of Dwaraka, all the Dwarakavasis become like eyes without sun. Function disabled. Perfectly alright. The product is perfectly alright, but it doesn't work. You cannot use it. Right? So, that is the intensity of separation. Unbearably long separation. Lord, by his power of yoga, brought all the inhabitants of Mathura to Dwaraka. He sent messages to gopis when he was leaving.
saying, I will come back. So there are different references that say that Krishna went to Mathura. Our senses are not absolute by themselves. Eyes depend on the presence of sun. How can we be proud of our imperfect material senses to make experiments to determine the existence of God? What you will understand with your senses? Sun is not there, you can't see only. And you are understanding the existence of God? Keeping aside the scriptures? Prabhupada makes certain statements that really just throw us into deep thought. Our attempt to understand God is so feeble. It doesn't make any sense only. Keeping aside scriptures, keeping aside spiritual masters and devotees who knows the science of God, our independent attempts to understand God are out of sheer foolishness. Right, if you see from that perspective. By Lord's grace, a pure devotee can be in darkness of cannot be in darkness of ignorance. Therefore, it is necessary that we must always be in the sight of Krishna so that we can see both ourselves and the Lord with his different energies. Katham vayam natha chiro sitte tvayi
Katham vayam natha chiro sitte tvayi
Prasanna drishtya akhila tapa soshanam
Prasanna drishtya akhila tapa soshanam
Jive mate sundaraha sashobhitam
Jive mate sundaraha sashobhitam
Apashyamana vadanam manoharam
Apashyamana vadanam manoharam
Katham vayam natha chiro sitte tvayi
Katham vayam natha chiro sitte tvayi
Prasanna drishtya akhila tapa soshanam
Prasanna drishtya akhila tapa soshanam
Jive mate sundaraha sashobhitam
Jive mate sundaraha sashobhitam
Apashyamana vadanam manoharam
Apashyamana
Katham vayam natha achira asite tvayi. My dear Lord, you are staying here for such a short time. Achira asita, always out of station. So much traveling you are doing. Achira asita means you are not staying here for sufficient time. You don't get your association. Prasanna drishtya akhilatapa soshanam. Because of your prasanna drishti, merciful, pleasing glances, Akhila tapa soshanam, all the tapas, the threefold miseries that we are experiencing are completely vanquished by seeing your glances, by seeing your face. Prasanna drishtya akhila tapa soshanam jive mate apashyamana. Without seeing that prasanna drishti, how can we even live? Jive mate sundara hasa shobhitam. Your beautiful face is decorated with beautiful smile that can vanquish all our distress. And if that smile is not seen, we are in distress. And we cannot live. Diviyamate apashyamana. Again they say, vadanam manoharam. So the proportion or the element of describing Krishna's beauty is increasing verse by verse. The first verse is only describing his majesty, that he is not influenced by time factor. Second verse is little more personal. You are our mother, you are our father, you are our maintainer, you are our guru, you are our deity, like that. Little more personal. In third, we have got your darshan, we have become very personal, we have come very closer to you. Even demigods cannot come so closer to you. They are giving you a little more intimate description in the third verse. And in the fourth verse, they are expressing their innate feelings of separation. If you are not there, we become like ice without sun. Right? We become useless. We are always going out of station. Now in the fifth verse, their intensity of their love and affection for Krishna, they are expressing in such a high level. Apashyamana vadanam manoharam. Their dependence on Krishna is like described more vividly in the fifth verse. There is a gradation. There is an evolution from the first verse to last verse. Right? Iti chodit. Okay, one more thing is there. In the purport, Prabhupada says, Krishna's attraction is so powerful that once being attracted by him, one cannot tolerate separation from him.
The cause of such powerful attraction is that living entities are eternal parts and parcels, such as sunrise to sun disk. We are eternally connected with Krishna. Somehow something came in between and we forgot. As soon as we remember, hey, I belong to this place, you feel like going there, right? So, analogy is given. The living entity is covered by illusory energy just like clouds cover the sun rays. And removal of that cloud will reveal the actual shine of the sun rays more vividly. Similarly, removal of ignorance will reveal our original glory, our true glory of being servants of Krishna. That's our glory. And Krishna's transcendental glance will vanquish all the miseries. Prasanna drishtya akhila tapa soshanam. Tasyava lokamadhikam krupayati ghora tapatrayopa samanata patram. Samana tapatrayopa samanaya nisrishtam akshnohu. Kapildev says, so tasya avalokam, Krishna's glances, tasya avalokam adhika krupaya ati ghoram. Krupaya means Krishna's glances are filled with intense mercy and compassion upon devotees. Ati ghorata apatraya upashama, that will completely diminish the effect of threefold miseries, which are really fierce. Ati ghorata apatraya, then upashamanaya, right? So that is about glance and smile. Hasam hare ravanata khila loka tivra shokashru sagara visoshana matyudaram. Krishna's smile is ati udaram, very benevolent, right? Hasam hare ravanata khila, avanata akhila loka means all planetary systems, tivra shokashru sagara means the conditioned soul in whichever planetary system he may be in this material world, he is undergoing tremendous amount of distress, and with his tears he creates an ocean of lamentation, and Krishna with his smile will dry up that ocean within a moment. That's the meaning of this verse. Asam hare ravanata khila loka tivra shokashru sagara visoshanam ati udaram. So all the devotees of Dwarka, they are missing this. Iti chodirita vachah prajanam bhakta vatsalah shrinvano anugraham drishtyam bhutanvan pravishatvaram. So Krishna heard all these prayers, heartfelt prayers spoken by all these great devotees of Dwaraka. Bhaktavatsalaha, he is very affectionate to the devotees. Srinvato anugraham drishtya, after hearing this, srinvano anugraham drishtya means he showered his merciful glances upon them, and pravishatpuram, he entered the city of Dwaraka. Next, 11th verse. Madhubhojadasharharha kukurandhaka vrishnubhi atmatulya balir balair guptam navair bhogavatim ivam.
As Bhogavati, the capital of Nagloka, is protected by the Nagas, so was the Dwarka, was Dwarka protected by the descendants of Krishna, Bhoj, Madhu, Dashra, Arha, Kukura, Andhaka, etc. who were as strong as Lord Krishna.
It's like Bhagavati, capital of Nagaloka, is protected by Nagas. Dwarka is also protected by Krishna. Sarvartu sarva vibhavam punya vrikshalata ashramihi udhyanopavana ramair vrita padmakara shriyam.
The city of Dwarkapuri was filled with the opulences of all seasons. There were hermitage, orchids, flower gardens, parks, reservoirs of water, budding lotus flowers all over.
So, city was filled with opulences of all seasons. Means, whatever season, whatever is the natural way of enjoying a season. All those enjoyable elements are provided, are available for all the Dwarkavasis. Okay. Next. Modern civilized man and leaders also has this propensity to utilize nature's gift. What do? They put nice flowers and gardens close to their palaces and they allow the janta to reside in some congested places. Purpose is like that. They enjoy the natural environment. Fruits, flowers, gardens, milking cows are important to develop finer human tissues. On the contrary, mills and factories represent Ugra Karma. So Dwarka Dham represents the ideal of human civilization. Perfection of human civilization is made possible by utilizing the gifts of nature in their own way. And advancement of civilization is estimated not on the growth of mills and factories to deteriorate the finer instincts of human being, but on development of the potent spiritual instincts of human being and giving them chance to go back to Godhead. So, this is the description of Dwarka city. 13th verse. Gopura Dwara Margeshu Chitra Krita Kautuka Toranam Chitra Dhaja Pataka Grair Antaha Pratuhata Pavam.
The city gateway, the household doors are footstones. Festoons arched along the roads were all nicely decorated with festive signs like plantain trees and mango leaves, all to welcome the Lord. Flags, garlands, and painted signs and slogans all combined to shade the sunshine.
Gopura Dwara Margesh Krita Kautuka Toranam Chitra Dhaja Patakagre. So there are nice festive signs. Mango leaves, then banana leaves, banana trunks kept here and there, coconut palms and all this. So flags, garlands, painted signs, slogans, giving shades. And the flags are painted with Garuda symbols and Hanumanji symbols. So these are the signs of decoration in special festivals. So I mean, Krishna did not send a WhatsApp message that I am coming, be ready to receive me. Not like that. Every single house is always prepared to receive Krishna and worship Krishna. That is Dwarka. Every single house in Vrindavan is prepared to receive Krishna and serve Krishna. Oh Krishna, if he comes and steals butter today, we have butter there. Ready? Whatever he wants to steal, we have to keep it prepared. That's the mood of devotees. They keep their houses clean. They are ready for seva all the time. They don't have to be updated. No updates are given. For devotees, such paintings and decorations are still adored. And the servitor of the master is paid more respects for the satisfaction of the Lord. Means Hanumanji and Garudaji symbols are there on the flags. Flag is on the top. Flag, like so many people in so much paraphernalia is there, but flag is on the top. On the top of flag, Hanumanji is there. Devotees are there. So devotees are given more importance and more worship. Even more than Lord. Lord is walking, but flag is there. Like that. And they are all very natural decorations, eco-friendly decorations. No decoration means balloons, ribbons, and some other plastic flowers and plastic creepers and all these things. But it's all natural in those days. 14th verse. Sammarjita maha margam Rathya Panaka Chatvaram Suttam Gandhajalair Uptam Fala Prushpakshatam Kuraihi.
The highways, subways, lanes, markets, and public meeting places were all thoroughly cleansed and then moistened with scented water. And to welcome the Lord, fruits, flowers, and unbroken seeds were strewn everywhere.
So these are all considered various natural decorations and elements of festive occasion. Okay. Dwari Dwari Grihanam Cham Dadhyakshatafalek Shubhi అలంకృతాం పూర్ణ కుంభైర్
బలిభిర్ధూప దీపకైః.
Each and every door of the residential houses, auspicious things like curd, unbroken fruit, sugar cane, and full water pots with articles of our worship, incense, candles, they are all displayed. So, and okay, next, 16th verse. నిశమ్యప్రేష్టం ఆయాంతం వసుదేవో మహామనః అక్రూరశ్చోగ్రసేనశ్చ రామశ్చాద్భుతవిక్రమః ప్రద్యుమ్నశ్చారుదేష్ణశ్చ సాంబో జాంబవతీ సుతః ప్రహర్ష వేగోచ్ఛసిత శయనాసన భోజన నిశమ్య ప్రేష్టం ఆయాంతం. జస్ట్ హీరింగ్ దట్ దేర్ డియర్ మోస్ట్ కృష్ణ హాస్ అరైవ్డ్ ఎట్ ద్వారక, ఆల్ దిస్ గ్రేట్ డివోటీస్ అండ్ రిలేటివ్స్ ఆర్ ఎల్డర్స్ అండ్ యంగర్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ లైక్ వసుదేవ, అక్రూర, ఉగ్రసేన, బలరామ్, next who else is there, Pradyumna, Charudeshna, Samba, all these people, they just ran towards the outskirts to receive Krishna, and they left whatever they have been doing. Somebody may be eating, somebody may be dressing, somebody is singing, somebody is doing something else. They just left the things in the middle, they just ran towards Krishna to receive him. So Prabhupada gives a description of each of these personalities in the purport. We can read, and most of them you know also. And that will come in the later episodes also. Varanendram puraskrityam Brahmanehi susumangalaihi sasumangalaihi Shankhaturyaninadena Brahmaghoshena chadritah Pratyujjagmurathairharshtah
They hastened towards the Lord on chariot with brahmanas bearing flowers. Before them were elephants, emblems of good fortune. Consuls and bugles were sounded, and Vedic hymns were chanted. Thus they offered their respects, which were saturated with affection.
So they came towards the Lord, and brahmanas are also chanting mantras. So this is the paraphernalia used for creating an auspicious atmosphere for reception. While receiving a great personality, Vedic mantras are chanted. The Vedic way of receiving a great personality creates an atmosphere of respect, which is saturated with love and affection for the person being received. Modern day reception may be only between flatterers and flattered. There is not much respect or sincerity on the part of the receiver, or honesty on the part of the person who is being received. In contrast, we see in Bhagavatam great personalities like Prithu Maharaja was also received by citizens in his state. Right. Just when the minister is coming, on the both sides of the road, they put them white powder and they clean everything. They may even dig the road on either side and make it big, wider also, whatever. So when some great personality comes, that preparations are made. But in Dwarka, every house is already prepared, ready. Krishna, you are coming? Okay, we are ready. With our best of our facilities. And Krishna is basically not looking for that facility, but he is looking for that love. And love naturally manifests in endeavoring to offer the best that one has to the Lord. We can see it more vividly in Shrutadeva and Bhagulasva episode in 10th canto. Such a program of reception is full of sincerity on the part of both the receiver and the received. There is no ulterior motive on the part of the person who is receiving. There is no superiority complex or pride on the part of the person who is being received. Varamukhyascha shataso yanaistaddarshanotsukaha lasatkundala nirbhatam Varamukhya means even prostitutes also, prominent prostitutes also assembled to meet the Lord with great eagerness. Lasat Kundala Nirbhata Kapola Vadanashriya, they were also beautifully decorated in various ways. So even in a like society which is very much civilized also, there are always few people who want certain kind of enjoyment, sense enjoyment. So that makes the presence of even prostitutes also necessary for the citizens, for the proper upkeep of the society. Just like government may sometimes sanction wine shops, similarly prostitution also is there. Only so that such people who want to enjoy in an illicit way can go there. That facility is there. Don't unnecessarily come and exploit people, right, who are civilized people. So, however, the speciality of Dwaraka is that even prostitutes are also devotees. Because of whatever background they may have, they may be doing certain profession, but they are devotees of the Lord. The only reformation that is necessary in the society is to make an organized effort to turn the citizens into devotees of the Lord, and thus all good qualities of denizens of heaven will overtake them in their own way. So unalloyed devotional service can purify anyone, even the lowborn. So Bilomangal Thakur, Chintamani. Bilomangal Thakur glorified Chintamani as his guru. Right? She is a prostitute, but still she is enlightened. She has given him teachings, right? Because of whatever may be my profession or whatever, I am doing this. But why are you so attached to me? This much attachment if you have for Krishna, you would have been liberated by this time. Just one statement shook him up. And he became a great devotee of the Lord. And he considered, you are my guru. Right? 20th verse. Natanartaka Gandharvaha श्रुतमागतवन्दिनः गायन्ति चोत्तमश्लोकम् चरितान्यद्भुतानि च नटनर्तकगन्धर्वाः श्रुतमागतवन्दिनः श्रुतमागतवन्दी. दीस् आर् दि त्री केटगरीस् आफ् प्रोफेशनल् बार्ड्स्. सो दे आर् काल्ड् लैक् दट्. प्रोफेशनल् बार्ड्स् मीन्स् वेन्वर् देर् इस् एन् अकेशन् आफ् अ वेरि बिग् पर्सन् आर् वेल्दि पर्सन् आर् क्षत्रिय, these professional reciters will go and start glorifying them. Oh, you have done this, you have done this, you will be doing this, you will be doing that. They are also great devotees in those days. So that is their profession. Natanartaka Gandharvaha. Some people do dramas. Some people perform some plays and skits to entertain people in general. So there are a few people who are of that category. So everybody has certain living. And Brahmanas are given the topmost respect. In Kali Yuga, such people become more popular and they become celebrities. So generally these people are not so, they are just meant to give entertainment to people. Right? They are considered little low class, or some of them are from Sudra communities also. But still they serve the society in a certain way. But in Kali Yuga, such people are given more prominence. Right? Celebrities are there. Who are the role models? So and so actor. Actor role model. In Vedic society, people will think, actor Muslim, he'll just entertain. He'll just put some color on his face and then 5 minutes he will dance and then he will go. You have your life. Your life should have right role models, not actors. Actors are not role models. But here, actors are role models. Kali Yuga. Speciality. Right? Fans. They have millions of fans all over the world. They do abhishek of the billboards of their favorite actors. All that. So, expert players in drama, dancers, singers, speakers, etc. are required for the spiritual enlightenment of the common man. This is only for spiritual enlightenment. Even just in our childhood, not even our childhood, maybe few decades back, 40, 50 years back also, most movies are devotional. They are based on scriptures or maybe some historical. Or even if they make some social movie, so many moral values are there to train people, to educate people. But now the media and movies are utilized only for sense gratification and violence with not moral values, right? So in those 50 years back movies, in movies, people are hero is depicted as a very cultured person with so many moral values. But now if hero is a rogue also, people just worship him and whistle like that. Right. So moral values are not given much value. Next. Okay. We have discussed some description. How Lord reciprocated with all these people who came to receive him, we will discuss after some time. 11:53. Same time as yesterday. 12:05 will be right.
पौराणाम् अनुवर्तिनाम् यथा विद्युपसङ्गम्याम् सर्वेषाम् मानमादधे. सो कृष्ण अप्रोच्ड् आल् आफ् देम् एण्ड् इन् रेसिप्रोकेशन् वित् देयर् रिसेप्शन् एण्ड् देयर् लव् एण्ड् अफेक्षन् ही आल्सो आनर्ड् ईच् आफ् देम्. The word used here is yatha vidhi, just as it behooves. Yatha vidhi upasangamya. For example, a child will come and then give a flower to Krishna. Krishna, take this flower. So he has to give a pat on back, right? And then do like this. When a equal person comes with a garland and offers, then Krishna has to embrace him. When an elderly person offers blessings, Krishna has to bend down. So we need to understand how to respect different people who may show us love and affection depending on their position, their age, their situation, their ashram, etc., etc. Right? That's important. Dehanatha jata jata. Sakala sammana kurite shakati dehanatha jata jata. So one is bestowed with the ability to respect everyone, sakala sammana kurite shakati, when one is dedicated to Guru. Guru has to be respected, and our ability to respect others will also come from Guru only. So, yatha vidhi. For pure devotees of all types, whose only interest is Lord's service, Lord is always attentive to the matter of such devotees. So if we can respect every living entity like this, Dehanatha Jata Jata, then we will be able to chant holy names. Tabeto Gaibo Harinama Sukha Aparada Hati Haba. Aparada Have Hata. So that means we will be able to chant without offenses when we respect everybody. When we respect devotees and other living beings in general as much as they deserve, as far as like the way they deserve. Next. Prahavabhivadanaslesha Karasparshasmitekshanehi Ashvasachashvapakebhyo Varaischahimatairvibhu.
The Almighty Lord greeted everyone present by bowing his head, exchanging greetings, embracing, shaking hands, looking and smiling, giving assurance and awarding benedictions even to the lowest in rank.
So these are different ways of reciprocation. Some people he is exchanging greetings, some people bowing his head, some people embracing, shaking hands, smiling, etc. These are different ways of reciprocation. Prabhupada writes here, he descends only to recall these materialistic living beings back to Godhead. And intelligent persons take advantage of this facility offered by the Lord. No one is rejected by the Lord from the kingdom of God, and it remains with the living being to accept this or not. Okay. So there are different grades of population, but ultimately all souls are parts and parcels of Krishna and servants of Krishna. Depending on the extent of covering upon these living entities, to that extent their love for Krishna is manifested. Ultimately, one has to remove all the coverings and love Krishna. Next, 23. Lord enters the city. Svayam cha guru bhir vipraihi sadaraihi svat sthavirair api ఆశీర్భిర్యజ్ఞమానోన్యైర్ఆశీర్భిర్యజ్ఞమానోన్యైర్బంధుభిశ్చావిషత్పురం.
Then the Lord personally entered the city, accompanied by elderly relatives and invalid brahmanas with their wives, all offering benedictions and singing the glories of the Lord. Others also praised the glories of the Lord.
So brahmanas are also praising. Invalid brahmanas means very old people. Brahmanas were never into banking money, but simply get their needs from the king and other citizens, vaishyas, etc., by offering them blessings, by chanting mantras for them, by giving them spiritual guidance and dharmic principles. So brahmanas themselves are glorified by chanting the Lord's glories. The glory of a living entity is in his glorifying the Lord. 24. Rajamargam gate krishne dwarakyah ko dwarakayah kulastriyah హర్మ్యాణ్యారురుహుర్విప్రం తదీక్షణ మహోత్సవః. సుత గోస్వామి డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ హౌ కృష్ణ రెసిప్రోకేటెడ్ విత్ డిఫరెంట్ పీపుల్ అప్ టు ద ప్రీవియస్ వర్స్. ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఆన్వర్డ్స్ టిల్ 27th వర్స్ హీ డిస్క్రైబ్స్ ది ఫెస్టివల్ ఆఫ్ సీయింగ్ కృష్ణస్ బ్యూటీ, హౌ డిఫరెంట్ పీపుల్ పెర్సీవ్డ్ కృష్ణ, సా కృష్ణ, అండ్ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ గ్రేట్ ఫెస్టివల్ ఒకేషన్. Rajamargam gate krishne, when Krishna is walking on the royal pathway, dwarakayah kulastriyah, all the kulastri, chaste ladies of Dwaraka, they were observing him. From where? Harmyani aruruhur vipra, by climbing on the terrace of their palaces. Tadikshana mahotsavah. Mahotsava means great celebration. What is the great celebration? Tadikshana. To be able to see Krishna is the great cause of celebration. They are celebrating like that. So to have a look at the Lord is a great festival, as exemplified by these ladies. Whenever festivals happen in the temple, like for example, Jhulan Yatra is there, Chandan Yatra, Shobha Yatra. So there are certain festivals where the deities, the Utsav Murtis, come out of the temple and give darshan to everyone. Brahmotsav, like that. So that is all festive occasions. Archavigraha makes the spiritual form accessible to mundane senses. As Archavigraha, Lord does not incur any material contamination because he is Kaivalya. Okay. Next, 25th verse. Nityam nirikshamananam. నిత్యం నిరీక్షమాణ శ్రియోధామాంగమచ్యుతం నిత్యం నిరీక్షమాణానం. ఆల్దో దే ఆర్ సీయింగ్ కృష్ణస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఫామ్ నిత్యం రెగ్యులర్లీ ఎవ్రీ డే, యదపి ద్వారకౌకసం, ఆల్ ది ద్వారకవాసీస్ ఆర్ అకస్టమ్డ్ టు సీ కృష్ణస్ బ్యూటీ ఎవ్రీ డే, నవితృప్యంతి హి దృశః, దేర్ ఐస్ ఆర్ నాట్ యట్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్. శ్రియోధామాంగమచ్యుతం, అచ్యుతాస్ అంగ ఆర్ ది ధామ ఆఫ్ శ్రియ, మీన్స్ కృష్ణస్ బాడీ ఈస్ ద అబోర్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ బ్యూటీస్, ఆల్ ఆప్యులెన్సెస్. ద అబోర్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ బ్యూటీస్ ఈస్ జస్ట్ వాకింగ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ యూ, మీన్ యువర్ టూ ఐస్ ఆర్ నాట్ సఫిషియంట్ టు సీ దట్ బ్యూటీ. సో లైక్ దట్ నో విత్రప్యంతి హిదృశః శ్రియో ధామాంగమచ్యుతం. So when Krishna descends, he does not acquire any material contamination, but he keeps his ever fresh spiritual nature. Just because he is descending as a human being, manushim tanum ashritah, that doesn't make him any less, that doesn't make him equal to any one of us. He is happy, he is all youthful and all blissful all the while. So someone may look at us and then they may not feel Nityam Nirikshamana Yadapi Dvara Gokasam. Although they see you regularly, they feel like seeing you all the way. It doesn't happen. As long as the youth is there, the opposite sex may get attracted for a while. Provided this woman or man has certain looks. That too for a little while. After that, normal. After that, abnormal. There is no... no one can attract the onlookers whole life to such an extent. It's not possible. But it's possible for Krishna. The law of satiation acts materially, but there is no scope for it in the spiritual realm. Ko nama trupyet rasavit kathayam mahattamaikanta parayanasya. There is no trupti, there is no satisfaction on spiritual realm. There is satisfaction, but there is no satisfaction also. So, in the feast you have 10, 15 items. You may say, I am satisfied with this one item, paratha, bas. I don't need all the other items in this, in your feast. You may make palav, biryani, you may make this and that, 100 things you may make, but I am satisfied with this one item. But however much you feed this item, I am not satisfied. One paratha, two parathas, three parathas, 10 parathas, 20 parathas, like that. So, in the spiritual realm, there is satisfaction in the sense that you don't look for anything else. You are satisfied with Krishna, looking at Krishna's form means you don't need to see any other form. But however much you see Krishna's form, you feel like seeing it more. In that sense, there is no satisfaction. There is no satiation. Right? You don't get bored of seeing this one form. This one is sufficient. So, they are regularly accustomed to see Krishna's form, but they are never satiated. No satiation means they want more and more, like that. Shriyanivaso yasyaraha Panapatram mukham drisham Bahavo lokapalanam Saranganam padambujam Shriya Nivaso yes Yoraha. Yoraha means this chest. Uraha. So Krishna's chest is the Nivasa, abode or residence of Shri, Goddess of Fortune. Shriya Nivaso yes Yoraha. Panapatram Mukham Drisham. Mukham, Krishna's face, is the drinking vessel. And what does this vessel contain? Beauty. If you are interested in drinking beauty, Krishna's face will act like a vessel, drinking vessel. You understood this comparison? Comparison is simple. A vessel contains some water. Water bottle has water. Similarly, vessel contains something in it. So, what is that vessel that contains all spiritual beauty? It is Krishna's face. So, Krishna's face is that vessel that contains the unlimited beauty, which is the source of all beauties in the entire material and spiritual manifestations. So, if you are interested to drink beauty, approach the drinking vessel of Krishna's face. Then you will be satisfied. Otherwise, your hankering to see beauty will never be satisfied in this material world till you approach the beauty of Krishna. Right? Panapatram mukham drisham. Next, bahava lokapalana. Krishna's bahus, arms, are the source of the strength of lokapalas. Lokapalas means demigods who are ruling the various planetary systems in this universe. Next, saranganam padambujam. Krishna's lotus feet are the refuge or the shelter of sarangas. Saranga means one who seeks essence, devotees. Saram means essence. What is the essence of everything? It is Krishna. Saranga means one who seeks essence, means a devotee who seeks Krishna only. For such devotees, Krishna's lotus feet are the only shelter. Okay. So, different people may approach goddess of fortune according to their own whims, but she doesn't reciprocate with them as much as she reciprocates with those people who are actually devotees of Krishna. We'll hear this in her own words in the 5th canto, not now. Artists overtaken by the beautiful creation should better see the beautiful face of the Lord for complete satisfaction. Sarva saundarya sangraham charvayata chaturbahu sujata ruchirananam. Krishna's body is the collection of all beauties. There is unlimited beauty in the material world. There is unlimited beauty in the spiritual world. If you put together all these beauties at one place, the personification of that beauty is in Krishna's person. And the source of all that beauty is Krishna. Like that, he is Sarva Saundarya Sangraham, means he is the collection of all beauties. So he is Lalana Lalamam, Lavanya Saram. Krishna is the Lavanya Saram. He is the essence of all loveliness. And the sweet songs of birds are specimens of Lord's whispering voice. The beautiful nature is Krishna's smile. And the face of the Lord is the embodiment of all beauty. So Krishna's entire body is beautiful. And in that body, Krishna's face is more beautiful. And in that face, Krishna's smile is most beautiful. So this is the gradation within Krishna's beauty as given in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. A faithful servant of the Lord engages in service of the Lord, and demigods are there, they are engaged in the service of administration. Okay. Other so-called administrators are symbols of anachronisms leading to the acute distress of people who are governed by them. It's a very deep statement. Aspiration for lotus feet of the Lord and no ambition for face of Lord's arms indicates humble nature of a devotee, and Lord is always leaned towards such humble devotees. That is Saranganam Padambujam. Padambujam is the focus on the lotus feet only in the Dasya mood. So Krishna is very affectionate towards them. So this is the beauty of the Lord. 26th verse says that it is a great festival to see the Lord. 24th verse says that Tadikshana Mahotsavaha. And 25th verse says there is no satiation in seeing Krishna's beauty. 26th verse gives the limbalim description of Krishna's beauty. 27th verse. Sita tapatra vyajane rupaskritaham. Prasuna varshai rabhivarshutah pati. Visangavasa vanamalaya babho. Ghano yatharko rupachapa vaidyutaihi. Sita atapatra vijanair upaskritah. Sita atapatra means white umbrella. Vijanair. So Krishna, as he was walking on the road of Dwaraka, somebody came and held a white umbrella on his head. Vijanair, somebody is just doing chamar fan. Upaskritaha, he is being served like that. Prasuna varshair, all people who are on the rooftops, they are just showering flowers upon Krishna. Prasuna varshair abhivarshitaha pathi. On the pathway there is pushabhishek going on. Right, not in one corner of the temple. On the pathway there is constant pushabhishek. Flowers. How many flowers they pluck, we don't know. How many petals. Prasuna varshair abhivarshitaha pathi pisanga vasa vanamalaya babhu. Pisanga vasa means Krishna is wearing yellowish cloth. Vanamalaya babhu means Krishna is wearing a beautiful garland of forest flowers. Ghano yathar kod pachapa vaidyutaihi. This scene where Krishna is walking with a white umbrella, two chamara fans, and yellow cloth garland and nice yellow cloth and nice forest flower garland and flowers falling on him. So this scene is like ghana, cloud. Ghano yatha arka means sun. Udupa, moon. Chapa, rainbow. Vaidyutaihi, lightning. All these five things have come together. and stars, six things. So can you ever see sun and moon together, along with rainbow, along with stars, along with lightning? This is inconceivable natural phenomena that is possible only in Krishna's case. What is that? This beautiful garland, colorful garland that Krishna is wearing is like the rainbow. Two rainbows, not one. Garland, two lines are there. Two rainbows. And the white umbrella on his head, that's looking like sun. And the chamar, they are looking like two moons. Two chamars were there. Two moons. His body, dark body, is looking like a cloud. And his cloth, yellow cloth, is looking like a lightning, golden yellow, lightning. And all the flowers that are falling upon him, they are looking like stars. So like that Krishna is walking on the roads of Dwarka. Right? So, next, 28th verse. Do you see, there is a painting also. See this painting. Okay. Tomorrow you draw this in your exam. Okay. Can you draw this in your exam tomorrow? Okay, don't try. There are so many other painting exams also. When we come to Jambudvipa, you have to draw maps. Puranjan, you have to draw chariot. We will not have drawing exams now. First Kant at least. Pravishtastugraham. You have a question? Rasa. Just enjoy the rasa. Don't apply logic here. You will not be able to relish it. One acharya sees this from this perspective, another acharya may see it from another perspective. Relish this also, relish that also. Somebody will give you paneer sabji, somebody will give you palav. Combine both and eat it. Palav is correct or paneer sabji is correct? Both are correct. Pravishtastugraham pitraha parishvaktaha swamatrabhihi lavandesarasa sattam devaki pramukhanuta. Read.
After entering the house of his father, he was embraced by the mothers present, and the Lord offered his obeisances unto them by placing his head at their feet. Mm. The mothers were headed by Devaki, his real mother.
So far Krishna's beauty is described, and the inconceivable natural phenomena occurring simultaneously, that is also described. We need to understand the inconceivable energy of the Lord. Now there is another inconceivable thing. How obedient Krishna is towards his mothers. When he enters the palace and meets his relatives, mothers, parents, wives, children, all these people, how he deals with each of them. That's the next section. So he offered obeisances to mothers. There are 18 mothers. One is Devaki, and she had 17 co-wives. Means Vasudeva had 18 wives. So he offered all of them. There are 7 mothers, you right? You know, right? So wife of a father, wife of a spiritual master, all these are mothers. Krishna plays the part of an ideal son just to teach others how to treat their stepmothers. Lord Chaitanya also plays the role of a human being, ideal son, by offering respects to Mother Shashi. 29th verse. Taha putram ankam aropya sneha smatapayo dharaha harsha vihvalita atmanaha Jalaihi.
The mothers, after embracing their son, sat him on their laps. Due to pure affection, milk sprang from their breasts. They were overwhelmed with a delight. And the tears from their eyes wetted the Lord.
Tah putra mankam aropya putra king. How old is the putra? Not 5 years old. 125 years old putra. Or whatever, 120. At least more than 100, that is clear. So such a son came, and ankam aropya, all these mothers are making him sit on their laps. Come sit on my lap. Right? So ankam aropya, sneha smata payodharaha, milk is coming from their breasts. A young mother may feel like that. Whenever a mother is overwhelmed with affection for her child, so milk automatically comes, right? But it happens in a young mother when the small child, 100-year-old child, 100-year-old child or 120-year-old child is coming here and still the same thing. So this is not matter. This is not material affection. This is spiritual affection. It's totally spiritual. That we need to understand. Harsha vihvalitatmanaha sishuchir netrajair jalaihi. Eyes are shedding tears. When Dhruva Maharaj came back from his tapasya, Suniti was overwhelmed with motherly affection and milk is coming from her body and tears are coming from her eyes. So she bathed Dhruva with her milk and tears, both. So Abhishek ho gaya, Raja Abhishek. And Dhruva is ready for installation on the throne. Like that, that's auspicious. Same thing is happening here when he grew up. Krishna is a grown up person. So this is the natural affection towards every, natural affection of every pure soul towards Krishna. 30th verse. 30th verse onwards we see Krishna's dealings with the queens of Dwaraka. Now he dealt with mothers, now he will go to his queens. Athavishatsvabhavanam sarvakamamanuttamam prasadayatra patninam sahasrani cha shodasa. Athavishatsvabhavanam. Then Krishna entered his own personal palaces. Not palace. How many are there? 16,108 palaces Krishna entered, means in different forms. In 16,108 forms. And at the end of the night, in the morning, 16,108 Krishnas would come out of these palaces and merge into one Krishna. And he will go to Sudharma Assembly Hall for the day's meetings and other management and whatever he has to do. So that's how Krishna maintained all the 16,108 lives. If someone is envious of Krishna, hey, itna, then you need to understand. You should be able to expand also. So, athavishat svabhavanam sarva kamam anuttamam. Sarva kama means they are perfect to fulfill all the desires of Krishna. Anuttamam, there is nothing more uttama than this. Right? Prasada yatra patninam. So they are all palaces of his patnis. Sahasrani cha shodashaha. Sahasra means 1,000. Shodasa means 16. Means 16,000. Which means cha hai. That cha indicates 108. 16,108 queens. So he went there. Next. The personality of Godhead means one who is full with power, energy and all these opulences. So his palaces are equipped with all the facilities to provide him that enjoyment. Lord is unlimited, his desires are unlimited, the supply is also unlimited. 31. Patnyah patim prosya ghana grahanupagatam vilokya sanjata manoma hotsavaha uttasthurara sahasa samayanad sakandratair vridita lochananinaha patnyah patim prosya grihanupagatam vilokya sanjata manomahotsava uttasthurarat sahasa sanasayat sakamratair vridita lochananaha.
The queens of Lord Shri Krishna rejoice within their minds to see their husband home after a long period abroad. The queens got up at once from their seats and meditation. As was socially customary, they covered their faces shyly and looked about coyly.
Patnyah patim prosya grihanupagatam. Patnis, all the queens of the Lord, saw their pati, Krishna, entering their palace. Vilokya sanjata manomahotsavaha. Seeing that Krishna entering the palace, entering their room, sanjata, something awakened in them. What is that? Mano Mahotsavaha. Their mind started celebrating this occasion of Krishna's re-entrance into their palace. Uttasthurarat sahasasanaya. They were sitting there on their asan. They just got up from their asans. Their mind was running towards Krishna. Satam vratair vridita lochananaha. They did not just immediately run towards Krishna and embrace him. Vridita lochananaha. They were standing there only and smiling with shy. Right? So, they covered their faces. He came after so much time. They are covering their faces like this out of their shy. They did not come immediately in front. So, here, vridita means looking coyly, means there is a pretense of shyness intended to be alloying. Right? Although they are covering their faces and feeling shy, that doesn't mean they are reluctant to come towards him. That doesn't mean, oh, get out. Okay. It means when someone is not enthusiastic in receiving you, you feel like, hey, maybe I disturbed their seclusion. Privacy. Yeah, privacy. I may be disturbing their privacy and then they will go away. Not like that. So this vridita lochana, their glances indicate there is a shy. At the same time, they don't want you to go out. Right? There's an invitation also. They are welcoming shy. How it happens, we don't know. We are brahmacharis. So this is Madhurya Rasa going on. So just this much, to this extent, we need to understand. Highly. Huh? You don't imagine also. Okay, no need. So, like that, they are feeling shy. So, do not measure and doubt the unlimited potencies of the Lord by one's own limited potency. So, this is about 16,108 marriages. Prabhupada also gives examples that some ordinary yogis might expand themselves into 10 forms, Saubhari 50 forms or whatever. But Krishna 16,108 forms, which yogi did it? So, like that, Prabhupada elaborates, God is great, is an eternal truth. So, the gopis at home used to worry about Krishna traversing the rough ground with his soft lotus feet by thinking that they are overwhelmed in trance and mortified in heart. So, unlike the devotees, out of their love, they may worry about the Lord. Next, tamatma jair drishti bhirantaratmana
tamatma jair drishti bhirantaratmana
niruddhamapya shravadam duranta bhavaha parirebhi repatim
duranta bhavaha parirebhi repatim
niruddhamapya shravadam bunitrayor vilajjatinam bhruguvarya vaiklavat Tam Atmajair Drashtubhirantaratmana. Krishna came. They did not come forward. They just stood up there and they were feeling shy, covering their faces. And what did they do? Atmajair. They had sent their sons, young sons. You go and embrace. Drashtubhir Antaratmana. So Drashtubhir by their sight, Antaratmana by inside. So they were embracing Krishna first within their hearts, then visually through their eyes, then they had sent their sons. You go and embrace. When a child embraces the father, it's as good as mother embracing the father. Not in a sexual sense, but in the mood of affection. Right? Affection. Son is a part of mother's body. So when son is being embraced by the father, it's as good as father is embracing the mother in terms of affection. Right? It's an indirect way of showing affection. That same satisfaction is there. So as they are doing that, duranta bhavaha parirebhire patim. Parirebhire means embracing. So niruddham apyasra ashravadambu netrayor. So as they are doing it, tears are coming down their cheeks despite their attempt to control them. These tears are out of ecstasy. So yesterday we have seen the tears of Hastinapur ladies. They were also trying to control. why they were controlling, it could cause some inauspiciousness in Krishna's journey. Now they are controlling their tears. Oh, it's a happy occasion. But these are all something called Ananda Bhashpa. Ananda Bhashpa means tears of joy. So, first canto is introducing us to such deep topics in the beginning only. Yesterday's topic, 1.10 is Vipralambha. He is Sambhoga. Vipralambha means separation. Sambhoga means meeting. So when there is separation from the Lord, how would the devotees feel? That was the discussion on yesterday. When there is Sambhoga, union with the Lord, how will the devotees feel? So that is the description today. So the queens are very joyful. Vilajjatinam bhrugavarya vaitlavat. So vilajjatinam means they are situated in shyness. So not like in the modern day, as soon as the lover comes, then the beloved just go and embraces and then do all kinds of things. That is, the expression is hyper. But in the, and emotion is poor, right, in the modern day. They may embrace there in airports also, but after that they are normal. They may start fighting with each other also, we don't know. So, but in the Vedic days, the expression is sober. Emotion is very deep. 33. Yadyapya saupārśva gato raho gata. Correct, no? 33, right? Yadyapya saupārśva gato raho gata. Tathāpi rattasyaṁ ghriyudam navam navam. ఘ్రియుగం నవం నవం అసౌ పార్శ్వగతో రహోగతః. పార్శ్వగత మీన్స్ బీయింగ్ వెరీ క్లోజ్, ఫిజికల్ ప్రాక్సిమిటీ. ఆల్ దీస్ క్వీన్స్ ఆర్ సో క్లోజ్ టు కృష్ణ, సో ఇంటిమేట్ టు కృష్ణ. Where? Rahokatah, in secluded place. So intimately, physically being very close to a person, that too in a secluded place, is a great privilege. That too with Krishna. Tathapi, still. Tasyangri yugam navam navam. Still Krishna's lotus feet would appear newer and newer to all these queens. Right? Pade pade ka varameta tacharat tat padat chalapi yat shri najahati karhichit. So Krishna's feet are so attractive and they appear so near and near to even Goddess of Fortune and all the queens of Dwaraka. So much so that although it is known that Lakshmi is chanchal, very restless, she cannot stay at one place, she is fixed up at that feet. Just to serve those lotus feet. That's how Krishna's feet appear near and near. Right? So that is Janadvayam Jalajalo Chanaya Jananya Lakshmiakhilasya Saravanditaya Vidhatu. Urvar nidhaya karapallava rochishayat. So, janudvayam means the two calves of the Lord. Janu means the portion between knees and feet. So, jalajalochanaya jananya, the lotus-eyed mother Lakshmi is constantly massaging the calves of Krishna, calves of Vishnu. Right? Lakshmyakhilasya swaravanditaya vidhatuhu. She is considered the janani, the mother of Brahmaji. And all the Sura, great demigods, rulers of different planets, they come and offer obeisances to her and worship her. But she is massaging his feet. That is her favorite activity. What is her favorite service? Massaging the feet of Narayana. That's what she says. So, restless Lakshmi will become very sober and composed and doesn't move anywhere when it comes to serving Krishna's lotus feet. She cannot leave his association for a moment also. All the potencies, superior and inferior, are feminine and are meant for the supreme male enjoyer, Krishna. Potent is male, potency is feminine. Right? A male enjoys the potency, the feminine potency, like that. The spiritual relation with the Lord is so enlivening and resourceful that no one can leave the company of the Lord once having taken shelter of Him. The potency is therefore, when engaged directly in Krishna's service, revive the natural color, and thus there is no disparity in the relation of the potent and potency. So Prabhupada makes a nice statement here. Basically, it's all about service. The potency. We are also potency only. You may think that we are men, we are male, we are not feminine. No, we are feminine. Used to you? You understand this? We are potency. Although we are mamayulamsho jivaloke, we are amshas of the Lord, parts of the Lord, still we are put in the category of prakriti only. Tatastha, shakti. We are not shaktiman, we are shakti. We are not purusha, we are prakriti. We are feminine. In male bodies. So in one sense, everybody is purusha only. In the material world, every single living entity is purusha only, not prakriti, purusha. How? Because they have mentality of purusha. Right? Technically, tattva-wise, they are prakriti. Tattva is, every soul is prakriti, tatastha shakti. But in the conditioned state, whether the soul is in a male body or female body or yonak body or animal body or bird body, the soul has purusha mentality. That's why scripture sometimes describes the jiva as purusha. Why? Acknowledging his purusha mentality. He's not purusha, but he has a mentality of purusha. I am the enjoyer, I am the proprietor, I am the master, I am the controller. It's a mood. That mood is there in us. That's why we are addressed as purusha, respecting that attitude. Right? By scriptures. But we are not purusha, but we are prakriti. So we are not masculine, we are feminine, tattva-wise. So spiritually, there is, we are females, conditionally or materially, we are like males. However, the spirit soul is neither male nor female. I'm not saying they are eunuch. I'm only saying that some souls are in male bodies. Some souls are in female bodies, depending on their service. So, jivara swarupahai krishnara nitya das. The swarupa of a jiva is to be the servant of Krishna. Some servants are in male bodies, some servants are in female bodies. Simple. Right? So, Prabhupada just brings out this discussion in this context. The highest perfection of human life is to seek some employment under the Lord's supreme service. One need not seek the moving goddess of fortune without relation to the Lord. Okay, next, 34th verse. Evam rupanam shuti bhara janmanam. Akshauhini bhir parivritta tejasam. Vidhaya vairam swasana yathanalam. Mithovadha vadheno aparato nirayudha.
The Lord was after killing those kings who were burdensome to earth. They were puffed up with their military strength, their horses, elephants, chariots, infantry, etc. He himself was not a party in the fight. He simply created hostility between the powerful administrated and they fought amongst themselves. He was like a wind which causes friction between bamboos and so spark a fire.
This whole section is about Krishna and his queens. Suddenly Kurukshetra war is coming here. Any guesses why? This is Muktikeshwar. Why Swati Goswami is speaking about Krishna's creating hostility between kings and Kurukshetra war, killing of these demons, etc. When the whole episode is about Krishna's entrance into Dwaraka and relationship with his queens. Previous verse we say, Yadyapyaso parshvagato rahogataha Krishna is intimately associating with his queens in a secluded place. They are so fortunate. Their Krishna's feet appear newer and newer to all these queens. Suddenly this verse comes. Any guesses why?
Every queen Krishna
God through some better ones. Ah, elaborate. I'm eager to hear more. Any more? Okay. But this Kurukshetra battle means no marriage happened. Krishna did not marry anyone in Kurukshetra battle, by the way. General, okay. That's your understanding. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Anyone else? Hari Harshad. Yes, yes, Harshad.
Just after coming from the war, like a husband is coming to home after a war. So how the wives are treating him? So he is just reminding of that particular. He has just come from the war, and the wives are so happy.
Okay. What was the scene before before entering into Dwarka? Okay, great. Good guess. And anything else? Possible. Nice. Yes. After some time. This is first canto again, 10th canto if you say. After Kurukshetra war happened, everybody came to Kurukshetra. But okay, anything else? Anyone else? Krishna Chakravarti Thakur says that to reciprocate with the loving devotion of all these queens, Krishna is very eager. Krishna is so excited to associate with them, to reciprocate with them. So to bring a contrast, Sutta Goswami is presenting another activity that Krishna does which lacks that kind of excitement. To bring a contrast. It is disgusting and boring for Krishna also to orchestrate Kurukshetra war. My queens are waiting there, Prajvasis are there, and what am I doing here? Okay, let me do it. I'll do the needful. So that is Krishna's mood while orchestrating Kurukshetra war. Krishna is not so excited to organize wars as much as he is excited to have loving pastimes with his dear devotees. Right? So to bring that contrast, Sutta Goswami suddenly brought this here. This is Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's explanation. So all your guesses also could be true, but I didn't read them from any acharyas. Right? So maybe some other acharya must have mentioned in some other comment. I read only one acharya, two acharyas. That's in that there I didn't read. So to bring a contrast, so now Krishna is excited with his pastimes with the queens. Krishna is not that excited while orchestrating the Kurukshetra war. Right, to bring a contrast. Another example is quoted in this context. Otherwise, why Sukadeva Goswami has to, Sutta Goswami has to do this? So, in order to express the unimpeded nature of his love for the queens, another type of activity lacking that excitement is described. So, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Lord comes to save saner humanity from these insane sections. He simply created hostility. Yesterday, I think we already discussed. So, Krishna acted like a wind that causes friction between bamboos. And there is forest fire. Right? He did not personally participate because he is not so excited. My energies will do the needful. My expansions will do the needful. My devotees will do the needful. I can support them, no problem. That's all Krishna does. The only way to establish real peace and prosperity is to surrender unto the Lord. Okay, next, 35th verse.
अवतीर्णस्वमेस्त्रीरत्नकूटस्थो
भगवान् प्राकृतो यथा स एष नरलोकेऽस्मिन् अवतीर्णः इन् दिस् नृलोक इन् दिस् प्लेनेट् आफ् ह्यूमन् बीङ्ग्स् अवतीर्णः द सुप्रीम् लार्ड् हेस् डिसेंडेड् How Swamaya, by his own internal potency, Reme Stri Ratna Kutastho. So although he's unchangeable, the previous point there, he's indifferent like that. That point is here. Reme Stri Ratna Kutastho, he's enjoying with jewel-like queens in this human being's world. Bhagavan Prakrito Yatha. As if he is an ordinary human being. Prakrita means one who is influenced by Prakriti. Prakrito yatha. As if he is an ordinary human being, ordinary householder, he is enjoying with so many women in the household life. As if. The word as if is very important there. Yatha means as if. So, this 35th verse continues till 36th verse, the same sentence or same dialogue or same point. But we will discuss 35th purport, then we will go to 36th verse. The cause of the Lord's enjoyment, the desire to enjoy, and the activities of enjoyment are all beyond the material gunas, because he is not material. Bhagavan Prakrito Yatha. It seems that they are all material activities and material enjoyment happening in the material world. But it is not so. Chakravarti Bhat clarifies. Lord's marriage is not a mundane sex relation, as indicated by the fact of 16,108 marriages. Even if you see the quality of their enjoyment or quantity of their enjoyment, a material, ordinary human being cannot even understand what's going on there. Which human being can handle 16,108 queens? In 16,108 forms. Chitraketu was there, one record. 1 crore wives. That too, he married. He did not get a child, he married another. His family life is filled with frustration only. He didn't have one child also. But Krishna, with from each of these 16,108 queens, there are 10 sons and 1 daughter. Right? And just Krishna's family itself is like crores. Right? And Chitraketu is struggling to have one child. Right, so now, no ordinary human being has the capacity to live a household life of this magnitude. Quantity, quality, both are of a different flavor. They are not of this material world. So Lord appears out of causeless mercy. Lord performs pastimes to attract conditioned souls out of their mundane, temporary and imperfect relations to the eternal relationships. That's the purpose of Krishna's manifestation of all these pastimes in this world. And the competency of these women, they have perfected their devotional service, they had attained and this eternal relation as transcendental wives. So women who became the wives of Krishna are not ordinary women. And Krishna, being the Parabrahman, Supreme Absolute Truth, does not seek enjoyment in the material world, through material relationships, from material enjoyment. He enjoyed with his wives, and those wives are transcendentally liberated souls. And their enjoyment is not on the material plane. How is it? We will see in the next verse more vividly. Lord has all propensities of an individual in fullness. He is not impersonal. Okay. Basically, what's going to come up in the next verse, Prabhupada gives in the purport of this verse only. Because he needs to clarify. What does the verse say? Bhagavan Prakrito Yatha. Reme Sri Ratna Kotastho Bhagavan Prakrito Yatha. Krishna is enjoying with jewel-like women, as if he is an ordinary human being. People will misunderstand it. So Prabhupada is giving clarification before Sota Goswami gives that clarification. So what is Sota Goswami's clarification? That is in the 36th verse. One more question. How can Krishna, who is beyond matter, enjoy sense objects with his senses? Right? Now the path of salvation or path back to Godhead always forbids the association of women, opposite sex. And the complete Sanatana Dharma or Varnashrama Dharma scheme forbids unrestricted association with opposite sex. So, if the practitioner has to do like this, how can the object of his practice, Krishna, engage with so many women? Enjoy with so many women? Right? And how can he be accepted as God? People have doubts. In South India, if you go, people can easily accept Ram as God, but Krishna, people have doubts. So many people. There are so many Ram temples, hardly any Krishna temples. Right? There in South. So, and some movies, they directly put some satires on Krishna only, himself. Right? So, this question may be relevantly raised by inquisitive persons, really anxious to know. So, to answer those questions, Sota Goswami says, beautiful verse. Uddama bhava pishuna malaval guhasa. Vridavaloka nihato madano piyasam. Sammuhya chapama jahat pramadottamasta. Yasyendriyam vimathitum kuhakairna sekuhum. Uddama bhava pishuna malaval guhasam.
Uddama bhava pishuna malaval guhasam.
Vridavaloka nihato madano piyasam.
Vridavaloka nihato madano piyasam.
Sammuhya chapama jahat pramadottamasta.
Sammuhya chapama jahat
Yasyendriyam vimathitum kuhakairna
sekuhum. Yasyendriyam vimathitum kuhakairna sekuhum.
Uddama bhava means grave expressions. Right? Pishuna amala valguhasa means spotless smiles. Right? Next. Vridavaloka, sidelong glances. These are all the feminine attributes of all these queens. Uddama bhava. Pishuna amala valguhasa, vridavaloka. Vridavaloka, what are the effect of, what is the effect of all these feminine attributes? Such a high grade, high quality women are there. Right? Madanopiyasa nehato. Even Cupid is also subdued. Cupid, who causes attraction between male and female, gets frustrated when he comes in front of the queens of Dwaraka. So, he also may get attracted, seeing their feminine attributes. Madanopiyasan can be read as Amadanopiyasam also. Amadana means Lord Shiva. Who kill? Who kill means who just smashed Madana. Or who is also considered Dhira Purusha. Very sober personality. Right? So he is not captivated even by Parvati, the personification of material energy. He is not captivated. So, even they also may get attracted. So, such are the qualities of this feminine, these queens of Dwaraka. And what is the frustration? What is the frustration of Cupid? Next line says, Sammuhya chapama jahat pramada uttamasta. Seeing this pramada uttama. Pramada uttama means high grade woman, best woman. Right? Sammuhya chapam. Chapam means he has this pushpaban. Cupid. And he, with his flower arrows, he just shoots on lusty people and inspires lusty interactions and material affairs between young boys and young girls. So, Sambhuhya Chapam, seeing these, like when he comes to Dwaraka to create similar feelings in Krishna and the queens of Dwaraka, he gets frustrated and he keeps ahead his bow. He's about to pass, they are already attracted. What is my role to play here? There is no role to play for me. So, they are already attracted before Cupid comes there. before the material cupid comes there. What does it mean? The loving exchanges between the queens of Dwaraka and Krishna are not influenced by the cupid on a material plane. They are totally on a spiritual plane, beyond the purview or the jurisdiction of material cupid. Whatever lusty interactions are going on in this entire material world are influenced by cupid, but not Krishna's interactions, Krishna's conjugal affairs. Cupid has no role to play. Krishna himself is the spiritual cupid. Right? Material cupid, how can he influence Krishna? And what's happening between them is on a spiritual plane. So although these queens of Dwaraka are Pramada Uttama, best of all queens, they have spotless glances and then grave expressions and all these other feminine attributes that could even captivate Cupid also. Yes, Yendriyam Vimathitum Kuhakarna Sekuhu. Krishna's Indriyas, Krishna's senses are not even slightly agitated by all these attributes. Right. So, different people may get agitated, but Krishna is very composed. Krishna is not attracted by their feminine attributes, but Krishna is attracted by their spiritual love and affection and their service, which is rendered on a purely transcendental plane. So Krishna is associating with all the 16,108 queens. Remesh Tri Ratna Kotastho Bhagavan Prakritho Yatha is mentioned in the previous verse. But how is that happening? Because of Krishna's desire and tendency to reciprocate with the loving devotional service offered by these queens, and not at all with a desire to enjoy with them on a material plane, attracted by their feminine attributes. It's a totally spiritual affair. This is not any material lusty affair at all. Right. So, the queens could not satisfy the Lord by their feminine attractiveness, but they satisfied him by their sincere affection and service. Right. Yesterday we discussed Haridas Thakur. Even when Maya personified came, even when a prostitute came in the middle of the night in a secluded place, Haridas Thakur made her chant. And in 3 days, he converted her into a pure Vaishnavi. And Urvasi, in the heavenly planets, Urvasi proposed to Arjuna, but he is not affected. If a devotee of the Lord can be so sober, can be so self-controlled, how can the Lord be a servant of his senses? How can the Lord have materialistic lusty affairs with his queens or the gopis or anyone else? So, this one verse is very important for us to understand and explain to people that Krishna's loving affairs with his queens or the gopis are not on a material plane. Material Cupid has no role to play there. He has already given up his bow when he came to Dwaraka. Atme, there is no bow and arrow only. What he will do? He will get frustrated and he is sitting there. Let me go. Only by unalloyed transcendental loving service could they satisfy the Lord, and the Lord was pleased to treat them as wives in reciprocation. He is the husband of everyone, but to one who accepts him as such, he reciprocates. He is the pati of everyone. But only few people are there who can acknowledge it and then deal with him like that. So Cupid says, hey, they are glancing at Krishna with desire without even being struck by my arrows. Then he becomes struck with wonder on seeing Krishna's sweetness. And Cupid himself gets attracted to Krishna. He is Madana Mohan, right? Cupid gets attracted to Krishna. He came to influence Krishna, but he gets attracted to Krishna. That is a material Cupid who came to bewilder Krishna, and he himself is bewildered, and he is throwing down his bow. In the presence of their arch bow-like eyebrows and the arrows of their bashful glances, what is the use of my bows and arrows? Right? Cupid thinks like that. So, however, if the glances of all these queens are endowed with prema,
they could disturb Krishna's senses. Yes, Indriyam Vimatitam Kuhakarna Seku is mentioned. Means Krishna's senses are not agitated by the feminine attributes of the screens on a material plane. But because the screens, loving glances and other feminine attributes and their services are purely out of spotless love, transcendental love, Krishna's senses could be agitated also. Right? And that affair that happens is totally on a spiritual plane. It's not on a material plane. So you are using your own phone, enjoying it. Will anyone say that you are a thief or you are a it's illegal or anything like that? You are using your own thing. Krishna is enjoying with his own potency. What's your problem? Right? All the potencies belong to Krishna. All the screens are expansions of his swarupa only. Right? So Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikrutir Hladini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmano, they are one. Radha and Krishna are one. Api Bhuvipura Deha Bhedo Gatauto. But since beginning, since time immemorial, they have presented themselves as two separate entities. So there is energetic and there is energy. And the energy took the form of a person, that is Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani, actually Krishna has three energies. Spiritual energies. Within Krishna's spiritual energy has three aspects, you can say like that. Satchit Ananda. And the Satchit Ananda are same as Sandhini, Samvit and Hladini. Right? Samvit is the Chit potency, knowledge potency. Sandhini is the eternity potency, Sat potency. And Hladini is the pleasure potency, Ananda potency. The essence of Hladini or Ananda, Hladini potency is Bhava. And the epitome of Bhava is Mahabhava. And the personification of that Mahabhava is Srimati Radharani. So she is the essence of the pleasure potency of the Lord. She is the personification of the highest epitome of Bhava, emotion towards Krishna. And when he is enjoying with Krishna, she is enjoying with Krishna, what is your problem? Right? And that Srimati Radharani expands herself in three categories. One, Gopi Gana. Two, Mahishi Gana. Three, Lakshmi Gana. Gopi Gana means all the Vraja Gopis, young Madhurya Gopis. Then Lakshmi Gana are the goddesses of fortune who are the consorts of Narayana in Vaikunthas. Then Mahishi Gana are the queens of Dwaraka. So Srimati Radharani expands herself to enjoy with the expansions of Krishna. So it's all, when Krishna is enjoying with his own Swarupa Shakti, so there is nothing illegal there, there is nothing to be pointed out there. So one cannot misunderstand Krishna's loving affairs. Next. Lord is completely unattached and unaffected by matter. So now next verse is another important verse. Tamayam manyate loko prasangam apisanginam atmopamyeta manujam vyaprunvanam yatto buddhaha.
The common materialistic conditioned souls speculate that Lord is one of them. Out of their ignorance, they think that the Lord is affected by the matter, although he is unattached.
So ordinary conditioned souls may think like that. A Lord is also like us. Revi Sri Ratna Kotastho Bhagavan Prakrito Yatha. He is enjoying like any other ordinary householder with so many women. So what's the problem? He is also like us. No, read 36th verse and purport. Then you will understand. So one who, that is called their Abudha. Abudha means foolish people, mundane people, ignorant people. One who considers the Lord on the level of one's limited potency is only a common man. The mental speculators compare everything from the standpoint of experimental knowledge of their own selves. Okay, but what is Lord? 38 verses. Etadishanamishasya.
Etadishanamishasya.
ప్రకృతిస్థోపి తద్గుణై నయుజ్యతే సదాత్మస్థైర్ యథా బుద్ధిస్తదాశ్రయ ఏతద్ ఈశానమీశస్య. దిస్ ఇస్ ద డివినిటీ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ కృష్ణ. ప్రకృతిస్థోపి, ఆల్దో హీ ఈస్ ఇన్ టచ్ విత్ ప్రకృతి, హీ ఈస్ డీలింగ్ విత్ ప్రకృతి, హీ ఈస్ డూయింగ్ క్రియేషన్ మెయింటెనెన్స్ అండ్ డిస్ట్రక్షన్ విత్ ప్రకృతి, స్టిల్ నయుజ్యతే సదా తద్గుణై నయుజ్యతే. హీ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎఫెక్టెడ్ బై ద క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ప్రకృతి, క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ నేచర్. సేమ్ ఇస్ ద కేస్ విత్ డివోటీస్. యథా బుద్ధి తదాశ్రయ. వన్ హూ హెస్ టేకన్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, ద డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో నాట్ ఎఫెక్టెడ్ ఇన్ దేర్ డీలింగ్స్ విత్ మ్యాటర్. ఓకే, సో లార్డ్ ఈస్ యోగేశ్వర, ఆల్ పవర్ఫుల్, హీఈస్ ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ మోడ్స్ ఆల్సో, బట్ హీ నెవర్ కమ్స్ అండర్ ది మోడ్స్. లార్డ్ హెస్ ఎనదర్ వే. లార్డ్స్ ఎనర్జీస్ ఆర్ స్పిరిచువల్ ఎనర్జీ, మెటీరియల్ ఎనర్జీ అండ్ మార్జినల్ ఎనర్జీ. సో వన్ ఎనర్జీ కెన్ ఓవర్వెల్మ్ ఎనదర్ ఎనర్జీ, బట్ నో ఎనర్జీ కెన్ ఓవర్వెల్మ్ ద లార్డ్, ఓవర్ పవర్ ద లార్డ్. సో పొటెన్సీ హ్యాస్ నో పవర్ టు ఓవర్కమ్ ది పొటెంట్, బికాస్ ఆల్ ది పొటెన్సీస్ ఆర్ అండర్ ది కంట్రోల్ ఆఫ్ ది పొటెంట్. సో వన్ పొటెన్సీ కెన్ ఓవర్కమ్ ఎనదర్ పొటెన్సీ. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, మెటీరియల్ ఎనర్జీ మే సమ్టైమ్స్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ ఆర్ ఓవర్ పవర్ ది మార్జినల్ ఎనర్జీ జీవ. Sometimes jiva can control the material energy also to some extent, so that happens, but none of them can control Krishna. That's mentioned here. Next, devotees are to be considered transcendental in spite of occasional fall down, not a purposefully planned fall down like that. So last verse, tam mere bala moḍaḥ స్త్రైణం చానువ్రతం రహః అప్రవాణ విదో భర్తుర్ ఈశ్వరం మతయో యథా.
ద సింపుల్ అండ్ డెలికేట్ ఉమెన్ ట్రూలీ థాట్ దట్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ, దేర్ బిలవ్డ్ హస్బెండ్, ఫాలోడ్ దెమ్ అండ్ వాజ్ డామినేటెడ్ బై దెమ్. దే వర్ అనవేర్ ఆఫ్ ద ఎక్స్టెంట్ ఆఫ్ ద గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ హస్బెండ్, యాజ్ ద ఎథిస్ట్ ఆర్ అనవేర్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్ as the supreme controller.
So this is one interesting thing which you already know, that is, the atheists do not believe that Krishna is God out of their envy or out of their ignorance. But pure devotees, especially Vrajavasis, they also don't consider Krishna as God out of their pure love and affection. And these queens of Dwaraka also, out of their simple affection towards Krishna, love for Krishna, they say that he is our husband. Although he is Supreme Personality of God and all these are there, but they consider him his husband, their husband. So that is the effect of their simple love. Transcendental associates of the Lord never think of the Lord as the Supreme, but think of him exactly as a common friend, a pet son, a lover, a husband, very much dear to their heart and soul. So that kind of intimate loving affection is more relishable to Krishna than all the reverential worship being done by all the devotees who are attached to his majesty. Right? What is that verse in Damodarashtakam? Tadiyeshi tagneshu bhaktair jitattam punaha premataastam shatavriti vande. So tadiya, some people are attached to the tadiya of the Lord, the majesty, the opulences and all these things of the Lord. So, towards all those devotees, Krishna is displaying, this is how I deal with my devotees. My devotees control me also. Bhaktair jitaktvam, you are attached to my majesty, you are worshipping me with reverential mood. Even Krishna says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Aishwarya sithila bhakti nahim ore prita. Aishwarya sithila bhakti means bhakti which is done with the conception of Krishna's being very opulent, majestic and very in that mood. With that conception, one can only worship Krishna as controller, God. You are basically giving importance to his position, not his person. So if you like the person for his
personal attributes and qualities, Krishna is very excited. But if a person loves you for your position, your influence, your greatness, your charisma, you are not very excited. So if someone is serving you just because you are in a managerial position, that kind of service is not very relishable to you. But people, if someone doesn't know you at all, your position, your influence, all these things, they don't know, but they just simply serve you because they love you. That's more relishable, that's very personal. Krishna, that's why he loves Vrajavasis more. Vrajavasis do not acknowledge Krishna's position. Whoever you may be, we love you. Right? When in Damodar Leela, when Balramji came and told, Krishna just bound up, Yashodamai just bound up Krishna. Yashodamai became angry with Krishna because of breaking pot, and then she bound Krishna, and then Balramji came there. Balramji, hey, who bound Krishna like this? Who tied up Krishna? I am Lakshman, I am Ananta Sesha, I am Seshanag. I can destroy the entire universe. So he started shouting. Someone told Yashodamai did it. Then he became like a cat. So, but still, seeing Krishna's condition, Balramji went in front of Yashoda and told Mother, you know who is Krishna? Who is Krishna? She asked. He is Krishna, he is Ram, he is Narasimha, he is Varaha. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Krishnastu, Bhagavan Swayam. He is the source of all incarnations. Then very sarcastically Mother Yashoda asked, who are you then? He says, I am Lakshman, I am Ananta Sesha, I am Seshanag. I am holding all the universes on my roots, etc. All incarnations have to take birth in my home only or what? Shut up and get out. Otherwise I will also beat you up and tie you. Balramji ran away from there. Right? If any other ordinary fellow does it, so Balramji would not even, just Ramaharshan Sutta did not get up from his seat. Balramji just killed him. And what is Yashoda doing in comparison to that? But that is out of pure affection, love. You may be incarnation, you may be source of incarnation. You are my child, yeah, I have to discipline you. That is our pure love and affection. That's more exciting to Krishna than all the reverential worship that is being done by different people. Chastisement of all the gopis is more pleasing to Krishna than all the Vedic mantras, Vedic chanting. Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha. All this is not very exciting to Krishna. But you should do it. We are in Vidhi Bhakti now. We have not yet attained Raganika Bhakti. Thank you all very much. Grantharashimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.